Blog Talk Radio.
Message loud and clear that only the facts matters on the Helios Biblios Hour. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we laying it down like we always do. That's the way of the world, and that's the way we gonna put it to you. This world is getting into a total chaotic scene. Basically been put in play for such a long time. I could see it. Stevie Wonder could see it, and Ray Charles alive today, he can see it. Those of you with eyes but cannot see, seem to cannot see it. But today, we plan to shed some light and some understanding. And we thank all you out there who've been listening, because this is one of those things where we just love to do. I want to do a special shout out. Those of you who came on yesterday, Antoinette was going to be having some fantastic shows. She had the Wayans, the musical family, on. So go to the podcast, please listen to that. All you musicians out there, hey, but he laid it down. Gospel artists, all the gospel people, the Wayans was on there, the musician, not BB and CeCe, but one of the Wayans family. Still part of the family. And also, Judge Joe Brown will be on tomorrow. He had some issues with his scheduling, and we thank him for rescheduling for us because, hey, ain't nothing like the judge. He's going to lay it down. He's been doing some serious talk. I've been listening to some of his stuff as well. So you can listen tomorrow on Antoinette's special report with Judge Joe Brown. And also, Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie always laying it down. And it's good to have Antoinette back in the house, laying it down as well. Brother Ray, much love to you. Shout out. 3 o'clock, y'all. Hit your body. Hit your drums. I've been playing drums all day yesterday. I'm ready for some real action. Now, are y'all ready for the Helios? We got a special guest today. My man, Charles E. Campbell. I don't put the E in there, but Charles E. Campbell will be with us. Been on the show for, you know who he is. He's CEO of Allen Hydro Energy Corporation. His proclamation is uplifting, empowering Black African-American people, educating economically, socially, politically, legally, medically, and providing a safer community. Let's stop right there. A safer community. Now, we asked these questions a long time. I said, okay, y'all like to sing songs like F the police, fuck the police, who needs the police? So I'm like y'all. I remember back in the day when the Nation of Islam and the temple, all you temple peoples, you would guard the temple with your life. You would guard the mosque with your life, but you won't guard your community or your children with your life. So this is why these books were put out. Not that everybody has to agree on each book. Every nation has its own ideology. Just like every state has its own ideology. That's why every state is its own entity. And though the states are now under attack through the federal government, and the federal government, let me just say this to everybody. You know, this is not made up. Think about this way. I feel super vindicated today. Super. When I play the clip before my brother come on, I'm going to be so super vindicated. People who took this shot going to be like, God damn, he did. Or are you on there? These bones, can they live? They did warn us. And see, that's what a prophet is about. A prophet is one who warns you of impending danger. The word gospel, which Jesus was supposed to be the prophet of that era, he gave good news. Good news in your lexicon means factual information. Good will equate to facts. Just in case you didn't know why we're talking about facts matters, because we're giving out some good-ass news. Now, let's get the show program started. Let me just say this. Every part of this I'm going to bring up. African-American people, educational. Y'all don't even care about that. Don't care about that, really. Not at all. You okay with drag queens coming into your school teaching a fifth grader that they can change their sex? Y'all okay with that? Y'all are promoting that. And the Black women, you are the number one promoters of the Democratic Party. That's a fact. See, good news. I just gave y'all some facts. Just like Jesus. Now, all I can say is, if you okay with that, then you don't care about education. Now, let's go to economics, because this is what my brother going to kick. He going to expose why the advisors to the kings are allowing this to happen. We're going to get deep today. I hope y'all ready for this. Now, economically, you can't care about that either. You don't even know that the 401k was a scam from the get-go because y'all wasn't buying enough stock because the baby boomers believed stock was a gamble. Man, y'all going to get deep today. We're going to show you what's happening. I'm not even that bright, and I figured it out. My God. Jesus. What school we went to? Chippewa Street. All right. Now, all I can say is, how could you care about your economics? We warned you. We said they got a coin going to come out that's going to supersede Bitcoin and everything. I got the transcript and the program. Years ago, years ago. Years, Vindication 305, years ago. A decade or more ago. We said, man, they're going to come out with some funny money. Y'all was calling it funny money back then. They're going to come out with some funny money and shit. Okay. And we was calling it monopoly money back then. See how they had us mixed in it, but they couldn't figure out what. Now you know it's crypto and Fedcoin and the yen coin, which China has already implemented. Already implemented. It's just your turn now. And how are they going to happen? You are under the king. You are under Britain, America. I don't know how you couldn't figure this shit out, but by the end of this program, my little dumb ass will be able to explain this to you on a level of a professor. Wonder how that is. Anyway, let's move with it. These groups have performed what they call a national credit card system. Just like China. All you who are below 650, you are through. I guarantee it. You won't be able to buy shit. So play with that one while you play with yourself. Now, let's hit it. The credit card is a goose that keeps laying the golden egg. See, and the Satan, now I'm going to just break this word down. I don't want you to think of little red men. These are worshipers of Saturn. That's all. They create money out of thin air. Money is an abstract like fairy dust. It's fairy dust. The solution to every problem, including inflation, is to hose it down with money. So they hose everything for how many years? Since the Brentwood Agreement. Now, we got this back during my sister Ngoni days and Antoinette. This was the talk that was in the mix at this time, warning people that they could do a David Koresh on your ass. Now, they doing David Koreshes on everybody now because you okay with it. You okay with it. Ain't no problem for you. It's all right. Ain't that what y'all saying? It's okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now that the drag queens is now taking over the school system and y'all sitting back wondering why your child telling you, you ain't shit, I want to be a whatever now, and y'all okay with it, then you just live with it until your demise comes to fruition. Ain't that what your Bible say? I don't know if you punch drunk, pussy drunk, dick slapped, or whatever you may be today to wake up quickly. See, the railroad shit, all that was all to get you into what we call the jade helm. Remember we did programs on jade helm? So y'all got short-term Alzheimer's dimensional syndrome. Can't remember shit from yesterday. Many of you, even on this line. Can't remember that you was told that jade helm was an ongoing military operation that would never seem to cease. But it's okay. Then y'all watching them do the Patriot Act on everybody, even the president. Mr. Pillow got picked up. Now, they ain't doing, dragnets. They scaring people. They give me your cell phone. Imagine if they came, just to put yourself in a situation right now. Just imagine how you feel when your man or woman get your cell phone. You sweating now. Oh, shit. Something so simple. Now, here it is, Mr. Pillow. Might have had a few texts on Dominion information. You know how stuff's on your phone. All the stuff y'all texting today, they can easily see you enemies of the state. Obviously, you didn't understand that movie. So once they realize that Mr. Pillow and them is going to be able to explain clearly how they did it, that's why they had to go to Trump House. They worried about knowing ain't no way two people could have that many votes. Common sense should tell you that if you got any at all. Ain't no two people can surpass the amount of people that was supposedly voted that day. Just common sense would tell you. But since common sense, like I'm nice to say, ain't common, I'm going to keep this shit going. Now, listen to this right here. See, the Green Deal and all this was been back in the 60s. They perfected it in the 70s. They got, in the 80s, they started pumping it through the UN. Then they started coming up with these meetings with solutions of how to do it. So they had one in 1992. Many of us rocking and popping and doing all kind of shit. And let me tell you what's in this. This is unbelievable. I mean, blatant. That's why you can't trust no black advisor to the king today. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible to believe any advisors to the king. Now, Goldman Sachs, in this meeting, the Security Council led by Anglo-American major nation powers will decree that henceforth all nations have quotas for reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, food, medicine, and military forces when required. Now, guess what bank is there listening to all this? Goldman Sachs and others what brought us the economic meltdown and manipulation of the economy. Argued. This was the argument, y'all. Listen carefully. The argument was that a carbon trading will solve all our problems. I hope y'all ready for the Helios today. If you don't know what a carbon trading is, you better go get your dictionary right away. Right away. And for all you who are wondering, you know, about all this, the Agenda 20, this has all been made years before I was even born, years before many of you was even born on this line. That's how wild this is. That's how obnoxious this is, that they were able to pull off this scheme so smoothly that even the very elect would be deceived. Wow. Right there in your books that you're going to be at church in another hour and a half. Being fooled. Now I will tell you the facts. Prince Charles, Prince George, all of them have said, we have done the program, that America would never leave the British Empire. How do I know that? Because facts matters.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been, and still is, a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the First Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history, They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is the government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words, "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and his elected officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? Like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen and whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another Crown Colony.
Just another Crown Colony. I'm going to put it right in perspective today. Opium traders with China. Fentanyl traders with China. That's what's going on. They don't change opium to name to fentanyl. John Kerry Forbes, Skull and Bones. Advisors to the kings who manipulated their authority on the Yale Skull and Bones agenda. So they, as a direct replica, those who are the advisors to the king. And so that should tell you right now that you are in very serious predicament. Yes. And the most serious one, before I open up the mics, it said that they were going to manipulate. You heard what it said? It said that Prince over the Kingdom of America. Well, you just got the prince finally, because she was a queen. Now the prince. You know, Prince, the musician, actually said some bad things about the queen, and all of a sudden, doves cried. So I'm trying to figure out how y'all not figuring this out. Africa, I'm talking to you right now, all you Africans of the continent. The movie now is showing the direct lie. The new Warrior Queen document movie, that the Dahomey tribe was instrumental in the slave trade, but they left it out because the Arabs were connected with them. Isn't that amazing? So Viola must be now Empress of the Witches. You check that one out for yourself. Now, let's even go further. Africa, you are always going to be in debt. You all made an agreement, all of you. You took U.S. dollars. Your kings and your princes and your tribesmen and all who rule took the U.S. dollar and made agreements through the U.N. that you won't grow nothing but for export. And that will pay your debt off by you doing. So it's like, you know, cash clunkers for dollars. You know, you give us your food and we give you some clunkers, dollars. Only problem is you can't reproduce the dollars like the United States can because they got an automatic machine of money, which now are going to go into digital so they can even go infinity with it. That's the whole idea. Now, the carbon tracing, and before I open this mic up, Crown Colony, Prince now in power. He's part of the Green Deal Initiative. Eat Your Babies was at their meeting in Switzerland where AOC, the one y'all been playing for how many years now? Since she got in power, they had a meeting soon she got in power about eating babies. Well, we told you. Vindication was great. Now I'm going to prove it with facts. they have now put on the news, everybody. You're going to be shocked. Those you took the shot, ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. Wish I could sing that song for you. But you made a big mistake if you've been taking them over, because this is not me talking. This ain't me at all. Oh, no, no, this ain't me at all. This is a newscast. Listen to what they saying that all y'all been saying, vindication. Then I will open up the mic. Listen to what they said. Vindication is just like a V.
Health Spotlight, presented by Community Health Network.
Well, tonight's Health Spotlight, emerging new research shows a growing number of transplant recipients are suddenly rejecting their new organs.
Scientists say the COVID vaccine could be to blame. Joining us now to explain is Swish TV's medical reporter, Dr. Mary Gillis. Mary.
Alexis, Phil, according to a new study published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, acute corneal allografts are being rejected by immunized patients who've undergone the procedure. Researchers say the underlying cause could be tied to a systematic inflammatory response elicited by the shot. The cornea is the outermost layer of your eye. Corneal grafts are used to restore vision, reduce eye pain, and improve the appearance of a damaged cornea. The surgery is known to be one of the most successful transplant procedures with low rejection rates. Japanese researchers compiled data from 23 studies, a total of 23 eyes from 21 patients who had undergone corneal graft procedures were assessed. Graft rejection occurred anywhere from 1 day to 6 weeks after vaccination in all patients. Some who underwent the procedure as far back as 20 years ago. In the paper, study authors write, as the virus continues to spread, additional booster COVID-19 vaccines are expected. Therefore, proper follow-up of corneal allograft recipients and interventions to prevent corneal allograft rejection after they received the COVID-19 vaccine may be crucial. Among the list of emerging complications linked to the vaccine are blood clots, heart inflammation, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. Reporting from the newsroom, I'm with TV's medical reporter, Dr. Mary Gillis.
Now, this is a newscast. And the newscast said they were, I said, damn, they're rejecting. Ain't that what it's supposed to do? They made the virus fight you. The virus of the vaccination fights you, and you can't get nothing. Any organ could be taken out as an enemy of your state. I hope y'all ready for this. Sci-fi is what I always love. They have made y'all, and most of us, biological weapons. For those of you who have taken that shot and done all the things you think, three boosters, two boosters, your body will start, and didn't I just tell you, they said we need y'all to follow the reduction quotas? Man, y'all better wake up and welcome to the Helios. 8554, you on the Helios. Let's get it on.
Yeah, continuation on from yesterday, huh, bro?
I told you I was
don't get me out started.
I'm ready for
man.
It. Go ahead.
Woo. Okay, check it. Check it. Last week, I believe it was last Monday, I don't know, did you hear about a drag queen died in the middle of a performance in Philadelphia? Did you hear about that?
I think I seen a video. Yeah. I did see somebody fell doing a performance. I ain't seen it, but I seen it on my blog.
Right. So her name was, or his, whatever the fuck, Valencia Prime, 25 years old, and she was performing at the Taboo Lounge Sports Bar and Grill. Now, it was interesting. Yeah. The cause of death was cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and obesity. Mm-hmm. Now, connecting that with that clip you just played, the whole past couple months, we've been seeing all these athletes and random people, act people in Hollywood, dropping like flies mysteriously.
Yeah, falling on
and
out.
So you can't sit up there and tell me that it's not connected with those damn jabs, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to keep this up, the charade up. People are going to, they just said it what it was, a sudden Jerry disease or something where you just fall out. And,
right, you passing out, and then like over the summer, all these high school and college football players passing out, dying,
passing
and
out,
having heart attacks in training camps and stuff. Come on.
Yeah, it's just real. And then think about it. They used the so-called, they got caught. Now, I want y'all to know, they got caught with Dr. Fauci with videotape stating that your own immunity was better. They had this talk. It's all on the news. I mean, you got to look this up, everybody. It's Dr. Fauci got caught real big. I mean, he told
I'm going to be honest with you. People, we had this conversation yesterday. These people still stuck on COVID and crime, bro. Let me tell you what happened here last Friday. Well, we talked about this yesterday. Kamala Harris was here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't talking about the crime issue or anything like that. Wasn't talking about the immigration issue. She was talking about the abortion issue.
Okay,
it was her, the governor of Illinois, Mayor Lightfoot, and Cook County president. And people, a lot of people were saying, well, how come you here talking about the abortion thing, but we got this the Safety Act is getting ready to pass in January, and all this crime and immigration thing going on, because even since we talked yesterday, within the past 48 hours, we still getting illegal immigrants bust in from Texas and other places.
Absolutely.
But she was like, the governor's like, well, his stance is, he's basically like, I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Illinois, forget Chicago as being a sanctuary city. Illinois is a sanctuary state. If they get busted in, we're going to get take care of. We're going to take care of them. They're going to be a priority.
Yep.
So the only problem is stop all this bullshit. You know, the only way, unfortunately, the only way they're going to stop this bullshit is either two things. If you want to living in one of them states right now, is experiencing similar problems to Illinois, either the people need to get together, get those people out of office, or you have to move to another state.
Yeah. Now,
it's either one or the other.
Now, this is becoming, like I say, a pond game. I got you coming in next. I'm bringing it all on in here. We can get this thing.
Oh, one more thing before you take the next caller. I read an article this morning. Now, Wisconsin, we're in between Wisconsin and Indiana. Wisconsin's governor is getting ready to parole a lot of child molesters and child rapists and convicted felons. So this whole thing, this is kind of like a PSYOP / purge, whatever. It's not just, you know, and everybody's focused on the Safety Act here. But the thing is, all this crime and stuff that was going on, it was already happening even before the bill was introduced.
Right.
But then think about it for a minute. You putting all this fear out here for one, you know, with the crime and the bills and everything, like I said, property taxes, all of this shit going on to make people leave a particular place. But then once they leave, you bringing in all these illegal immigrants to pretty much replace the people that you're already losing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we see that they are replacing, and the understanding is from what we are seeing, everybody listening, the same thing going on in his region, my region doing the same thing. What they're doing is they're taking these – remember, they were just doing it in the airplane. That's why I don't understand the short-term Alzheimer's dementia relapse that many of us have. We just seen the Democratic Party was doing airplane lifts to different areas. Now, I wanted everybody to see, and stay with me. I'm going to 661 right quick. Look at the hypocrisy level, though, everybody. That's what I'm trying to see. Gauge the hypocrisy level. I ain't saying people perfect, but the hypocrisy level – just think about if somebody played y'all like that.
And it's just not the Democratic states. I just thought about something. It just happened in Tennessee a few months ago. I forgot to mention that. They threw the 2-3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden a bus of illegal immigrants arrived in one of those counties in Tennessee. But the people down there are like, no, we not having that shit. So it's kind of like happening under the radar, happening everywhere.
Under the radar.
It's not being addressed.
Right, but that's why I try to say, show everybody that the media bias is real. It's not like it's when somebody says shit is fake, it warns you that it got too many uneven elements in there, and unfortunately, everybody seems to be on the psyop of looking at, like you just said, here it is, they bringing people in. You seen people say, we don't want that, but the news is like, oh, you know, we sanctuary city. These states, everybody, the people whose tax base, like Illinois, whose state said they want to be sanctuary, they were getting federal funds to do this, everybody. Don't play yourself like this.
And let me say this real quick. Not just for the immigration. Illinois is under three emergency powers right now, declarations of emergency right now. One for the immigration. still under COVID. And guess what the third one is? Monkeypox.
Monkeypox. They now got y'all turned into the Planet Apes. Get ready, everybody. I told you. Y'all thought it was a game, but it is not. It's a 6661. You on the Helios next. Stay your mics in. I got everybody. I'm about to put it in. You got five.
Donnie, my brother. Great Donnie. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I believe what did it for me when I knew the game was up, when you spoke about Africa, you said Africa would have to pay, is when I saw a photo or that it was on YouTube where they had these Africans and they had feathers on and they were saluting the monarch. At that point, the bell should have went just berserk on the whole thing to know that the what and who we were up under. Now, the end of QE2 was the end of that era and the beginning of the austerity, because as we know, Charles was already talking about downsizing the so-called 1 billion plus monarchy that he handed off tax free to his son, what was divvied up in lands that were conquered or under us or whatever, however that go. But in retrospect to the people, we call the Federal Reserve, the Warburgs and the Rockefellers and the Sassoons, and all those are cousins of these so-called people that are putting the admiralty and the pirate law that we up under. But, you know, I'm touching it going. And that's the God that they talking about, the gold, the oil, the diamonds, the drugs. Each one of them Warburgs and those Rockefellers and those, each one of them play a central role in one boat or all of those gold or diamond drugs and the whole cartel, the whole shebang, those that they were sent over here to Turtle Island as also as governors, and they were over those so-called penal colonies under the British, the French, the Spanish, and all of them were cousins. And so as we head into this austerity that Charles is up under, because remember that Charles already did what Bill Gates wanted to do. Charles bought him think it was 100,000 acres of land he's using for farming. Yeah, he bought it, yeah. And that land is worth over, I don't even know the numbers on that, and I can't lie. But California on the West Coast, before I go, California on the West Coast, Gavin Newsom, he just put a ban in against gasoline cars. Man, how many of y'all going to be able to afford a $600,000 Tesla? That's another story.
Virginia did it too.
Hey.
Virginia did too. Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, hey, it's coming. Jack Bauer, baby. Jack Bauer. If y'all don't vote this shit out, y'all fucked up.
I'm going to shed some light on this so everybody say, oh, it's not. No, I found out that how this was done a long time ago. They tried to take the water some years ago, like in the 70s, and a town. It was going to take, I think they were going to take it from somewhere near California. They were going to take all of it. Nevada was going to be in trouble. All kind of, they were going to say it was a desert. They were going to make a underwater tavern, a desert. They had this crazy idea. I got off the meeting they had, the real crazy meeting they had. And when they came up with all this crazy shit, they was going to do this. And listen here, everybody, what y'all saying is so deep and validated. When the people found out they was going to take prime real estate, suck out the water, make them have to be moved because there would be no more water. The people band together and they lost. They ain't making this up. They lost. And the same principle that they won by is the same what they call credence. They got it on to say they are buying up huge vacancies of land. Everybody, the Bush family has brought up aquifers in South America and shit. I mean, the amount of shit they brought up that they have brought is unbelievable. So the thing that y'all saying is so factual. Now I'm just wanting to talk to everybody. What you think your countries owe in debt to them? Just think about that, everybody.
Look at here.
Just think about that one for everybody.
Jamaica owe China $78 billion. So I could just imagine what Haiti. Haiti had to pay Haiti had to pay back the reparations.
Right. Here's a joke. Before I take another call, you're 5 minutes up. You got 5 on. Here's a joke. America paid reparations twice. One was the one you heard him say, War of 1812, or the Revolutionary War. They wouldn't pay
to Britain. Germany.
Then they had to pay for bombing up World War II. It was called the Marshall Plan. They gave Europe everything back. Go look it up. Called the Marshall Plan.
Yeah.
They gave everything
the Marshall
back
Plan.
To Europe. Yeah, they gave everything
they paid
back.
It
back.
Paid bombed it and rebuilt it up.
And rebuilt it up. So come on, y'all. Y'all been played.
The money they gave it back to were the same people who paid them to bomb it.
Yeah,
was behind the World War all that. Remember the English king?
He
abdicated because he was down. He was actually a spy. He was actually a spy for Germany.
He was married to one American woman.
He was tied up in a whole bunch of stuff.
We got some more y'all coming in. I got 9927. Let's just say this, everybody. Ukraine is a new one. They billions of dollars have went to Ukraine. Y'all sent me the video. They partying over there. Y'all sent it on WhatsApp. I seen it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Resurrection. Grand rising. Listen, all I can say is if you don't have a weapon called CERN, well, everybody is fucked. Okay, I keep telling y'all gave the enemy all the knowledge to weaponize everything. You handed it to them. You just handed it to them on the plate. So now they got you stuck in this game, black and white board, chess game. And then they didn't tell you that the Monopoly game, which is a Ouija board, you played all your life. You still playing it today. They didn't tell you about the Ouija board that's connected to the AI that you play in that game all your lives, and you still playing these Ouija boards out here. And I keep saying, I'm gonna say it again, and I know you don't want to hear it, but if you stop doing everything they want you to do, we'll win. But you're not going to stop. You're going to play the Ouija board with the credit and debit game. You're going to play that because why? Because you gave them all the weapons and now you're scared. I'm going to tell the whole entire world.
You created every weapon for them
and they made each individual a bioweapon. We've been bioweapons before they came up with the pandemic and put this other bioweapon and people stood up in line to take because they out of fear again, out of fear because you know this your enemy. But you stood up there. What made you stand in line? Oh, because they programmed your ass to stand in line to get those shots. Programmed you out of fear again with your job because you are definitely a slave. You need the slave benefits. You need the insurance money because you need to protect yourself. So, hey, that's slave mentality. How long is we going to continue to be prisoners on our realm for these entities? We gave them the power. We given them the power. They connected our souls to the money. Everybody touched that shit. We trained our children to believe in that shit. That shit ain't real. Just like motherfucker, they made that shit real because we made it real and turned it into a currency. But it's not real. It's connected to our souls. It's binding us. It's killing us all. spin these moving motherfuckers around, making all these fake-ass fucking wars, making profit, because profit and profit is the same thing. I don't give a fuck if you spell it P-R-O-P-H-E-T or P-R-O-F-I-T, because they're going to connect as one. See, that's where y'all don't see what's really going on. We still all learning. Yeah, we're still resurrected. We're not high and mighty than each other, and we're all still earning and learning. So when we realize that the weapons, and including ourselves, because we are all definitely weapons, mind, body, and soul, once we stop becoming their weapons and stop fearing the weapons that we could create, and they have to stop. They know this. That's why they are using fear. They're using the weapons that you gave.
But doesn't fear... Now, fear makes
against
an adrenaline.
Everybody.
But don't fear make an adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, say, friend. So, okay, so let's go with that.
Well, it does, but see, at the same time, the thing is that why they're creating all this fear, they're feeding off of it, too. They're feeding off of it because this is what they feed off of. But at the same time, they got us all in what now modern, what we would say the Matrix, but before it used to be an illusion. They got us all hypnotized. We are hypnotized.
But can we come out
there? Those that's on the phone and those that know that we are breaking the spell, because that's what they are. We're breaking them every day, 24/7. We're fighting back.
All right. We got you. Five on it. You're going to have 5 minutes. Now, let me ask some questions on this, because I got you coming in next, 3364. We got my man. Carl E. Campbell will be with us in the house with the top at the 11 hours. So y'all get ready. We're going to bring you in. Get ready, bro. We're going to bring you in soon. So get ready, because, see, these are the advisors that got something to do with this. Now, you said the entities, black and white, don't matter. So basically, we fight like some type of force that is able to transition into all groups, obviously, because it seems to be everywhere, this thirst for having stuff or having fame and all this through social media and so forth. Now, we don't watch people get killed. Y'all listen to all this stuff going on. We give our locations. We do all this stuff. Now, who would think that doing this simple thing, because technology is telling us that it's cool, and in some cases, it is cool. You connect with your kids. You have a good time. But, yeah, it can be used as evil, too. So, is the people, basically, the question is, is it really anything, or is it the people? Because we say they did it. Well, we made these weapons. What psychotically made us give this to them? Like, hey, here, guys, it's all yours. I mean, you know, give me some explanation of how y'all feel. And I'm asking all y'all who want to lie, because everybody says this. Oh, we gave them this. I believe we get some had to be given, but was it like we did it willingly, or just was this our taking life?
I'm just going to go from the viewpoint of what I see here, where I'm at. It's not about them taking stuff. Here, from what I'm seeing, we giving it to them. We're willing. It's like some of us are willing participants in our demise because of ignorance.
Now, sister, stay with us. I'm validating your point. Your point is saying that, you know, we gave them, and we give it to them now. I mean, and now we treat, like you just said earlier, our generation now, that we have created, seems to be going straight to the psychotic level. So now who do we blame? If they're coming home from killing people into the homes of their parents, this is where I'm having a problem. The killer's going to the house. That guy got caught up in it. So, I mean, where do we draw this line where, you know, how much power we give it? But I'm going to keep that thought going.
Hey, Bones.
Let me get some more thoughts.
You asked how, anyway.
Yeah, you asked what? I said how y'all could let it go.
No, you asked how do we let it go. I mean, you know, it's our fault. Our ancestors gave it to us, and they put it on the walls and they contextualize it now.
You think we comprehend those walls?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to prove today those walls is not the same walls that we interpreted.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I want y'all to understand something. Y'all are the ones getting knowledge out. Now, y'all have debates on these lines about the white people putting us in the concept of Kemet. I go looks it up, seems to have validation. Dude named Horowitz taught all the black colleges that we should be focusing only on Egypt. Then I find Champlain, and I find all of the great, you know, Rodgers, A.J. Rogers, all them, you know, telling us this, that, this. And yet, these thousands of years, the Egyptians, they never came over here and told you niggas nothing. So I'm ready to go. 3364.
Hey, Yehudu, man. Hey, all y'all been talking is right, man. It's right. My man woke me up last week when he said something about them rituals and spells they put, man.
Yeah.
Bro, especially in, you got New York and Old York. Old York is the one putting the spells and rituals, so I found information over in Old York. Right now, we see the damn game running with that damn box with that sheet on it with all them damn symbols and sigils. But I found out in the Old York, they got a office, one motherfucker, the office of minister of what? Vexillologist. You know what vexillologist is, man? One that puts spells on folk, man.
Woo-hoo!
So this, yes, sir. I sent y'all the damn article, man. So they got us all in a spell, like sister say and brother say. Man, and then with this British shit, man, I've been in damn a mental combat with two fuckers, one in Old York and London telling me shit. He over there buying now to the Queen, and the ones in New York called Manhattan. Both from Manhattan figured this shit out. So I went back in the archives. Yes, sir. I went back to the archives of Georgia, man, and see where the fuckers got trustees that came over here and colonized Georgia. I choose y'all the damn full-page document that
yes,
they wrote in cursive right. In cursive. So I'm going to try to read. Yes, sir. And so I did, I said two words that got people crazy, man, like crabs. I said war, we're under war, I'm under war, and the bomb. You know, you saw that when I wrote about the bomb.
Both of them
in Old York and New York. Look at two man is under my control, man. So, this shit funny, man.
That was good knowledge. That was some good knowledge that day. That thread was a good ass thread because I told you. Now the bar, the British Accredited Registry, it is definitely it meaning that they shouldn't be lawyers. There shouldn't be no lawyers in Congress right now. But they are.
Yeah, bro. I got into it with a lawyer. I told them they signed in leases to Britain, so they ain't going to be able to work with us, man. Y'all working against us, man.
No, man.
So
right.
Then that's what's saying a lot. But then one more thing is, man, this shit beautiful, man, because I'm digging in the archives of Georgia.
Hey, Wes, why you think a lot of these mayors and governors are lawyers? They got law degrees. That ain't no accident.
Thank you, sir. So I'm going back in the archives to find out how much money Georgia's still paying the Queen of, man. That's what I'm looking at. So if I find out that I'm still money still over there, I want to see it right, man.
Yeah.
So
man.
We finna chatty ass up.
Y'all been saying this. Validation to everybody today, man. I tell you, y'all been saying this. Most of y'all on here.
Yeah.
Veterans. So all I'm going to say is now think about what they're going to play off now. Now, people find out that this is becoming tyrannical. This dude and everything they have done thus far, everybody, is under police control. You cannot tell people to get vaccinated and lose jobs. They created an unemployment shortage on purpose to put everybody on universal income. And that's what they have done.
That's right.
That's exactly what they have done. So let's keep it wonderful.
All these descendants of King George that they sent over here when they opened the prisons up in 1731, They still over here robbing and stealing and doing criminal shit.
That's right.
So I'm finna go to court against they same descendants of them demons that they sent over here to get my money. So I'm just like, Bubba, I'm finna get all my daddy records and my damn, all my shit
Amen.
They stole from us, man.
The governor, right, the governor of Illinois lineage is from Ukraine. How does that happen?
Yeah.
How's that happen?
So I'm going right after they ass now. Me and another brother.
Now, hold on.
We going after
that. I'm not going to say not to do anything, but I'll tell people right now, understand that when we go into court, it's a battle. It's a battle. And y'all heard this from many people. It's like battle and serving. When you serve, they got to be served. They serve. Now, what's happening is if they go under tyrannical laws, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is why I say, understand what court you in. If you in a court where they got yellow fringes, you in military court, y'all. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you don't
mine
know
the court of truth, man.
Right. No, no,
mine
I'm just telling
y'all. Mine is the court of truth.
Right, but you got to know that what you up against, because like I say, I've watched too many of these programs and people are being taken out. And like Bob Marley say, how long will y'all watch our prophets be slaved? Y'all, many people
exactly.
have warned us right now. Many people have warned us about
that. They put a book out.
Including yourself.
They put a book out called The Gamer. Mm-hmm. The Gamer, right? Guess what's
the
on
gamer.
The book? And I still got this book today. Infinite Warfare. It's a video game. Infinite Warfare.
We're getting close to the top of the hour.
One more thing.
Make it
that's
quick.
Why I'm saying, that's why I'm saying all my information. So when they bump me off, y'all still know how to fight. All right?
Yeah.
That's why I say everything.
And that's called divine intelligence. It carries on. I told y'all, that's why the Bible told y'all in the beginning was what? And then it became flesh. Okay, so that's right there, tell you what you just said. So that's a beautiful thing. Now we're going to get deep. We're about to go on top of y'all. I'll bring in brother a little bit after. Let me get a few more calls in. Because y'all must understand what they did. In the time we young kids, we 10 years old. How do we know the UN was going to use us later on to pay the debt? See, they've been having the cash in, but we in the time frame of the cash in. You have never heard them ever say we're going to scrap this economy for a reset so we can bring in prosperity. Just think about what they just told you. Let me go to 1300. Welcome to the Helios. I'm giving you 3 minutes. 3 minutes on you.
Yes, real quick, bro.
Go ahead.
Everybody's
bro.
On point. I just want to let the family know. Listen, I just want to let the family know, man. Let's just get real serious right now. Let's buckle down. Y'all know I come on here quite often tell you about, you know, why we should.
Yep.
You see what's happening with the railroads. That's why I always say stock up goods, stock up water, bottled water. Look what Jackson, Mississippi is going through right now. So you're paying all these taxes to the Queen, and you're still around here trying to support your community while the world central banks are implementing a hyperinflation to make you dependent on world governments and what's happening now. Oh, did anybody see China? China has they got 900 billion barrels of oil and gas, and they're mining it out of the desert. Out of the desert. They made a town in the whole desert over in China, discovers 900 million tons of oil and gas filled in Xinjiang. That's in Xinjiang. Man, listen. China is going to take over, man. The masses of poor is being erased. Family, these central banks are diabolical, and that's what the whole digital currency is about, the Bitcoin. You're going to get ready to go under the system of credit score monitoring and social credit scores. If you don't obey the rules of the Queen, family, this is go time. We ain't go time, family. And did you hear about the law? You can't buy ammo anymore with credit cards. Joe Biden passed the policy real quietly in the dark.
Right, especially MasterCard and American Express.
Yes. So y'all
hey,
peace and love, family. I come back
in. That's the first thing I stopped up on, man. That's the first thing I stopped up on. You should have been had something by now.
Hold on. Calm down, everybody. We got to give everybody time. Y'all had time to get
I digress.
One thing,
I digress.
Okay, let me get some more calls in for, I got my man Charlie. Let me see your number. Hit the number one button so I can see your line flashing up. Let me get some more of these callers in here if I can, because we need to hear from you. You just heard that. I know it's nobody's, you know, all you've been first time listening, call in. If you took that shot, realize you better cease and desist and try to find out a remedy, because it has body attack mechanisms in there that will seem to attack everything once you keep boosting it up. Let me go to 7696.
Hey, that brother drop on.
What's up, my brother?
All right, Brother D, St. Louis. I wanted to comment. Yeah, all right, you remember the Great Depression? Like they saying, we basically in one of them style of depressions, right? But it's new. We looking at it from different lenses because of the time. So you got people lining up for food. You got people lining up for medical. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically, if you want to really look at it, it's like a world war. You know what I'm saying? What's going on right now? And we are in a depression. You know what I'm saying? We lining up. We ain't got no food. We barely got gas money. You know what I'm saying? But we so far into the future of it, we looking at it like it's really not a depression. And we steady just frugally spending. We not coming together as a people. Each community should have been had their own grocery store that's supported by the community. That only makes sense. I'm just saying, if you plan on prospering, you know what I'm saying, without the so-called, they say, the establishment, you know what I'm saying, you know, the welfare.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Community centers, community co-ops, yeah. Yeah, some cities do got it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But that's how... That's how we lose. That's how we lose them, because we're not taking advantage of self-preservation. Self-preservation is amongst your fellow brothers and sisters. That's that's where it comes from, and that's where church comes from, the fellowship. See, we're not fellowshipping. We're not doing nothing according to how our galactic book telling us. You know what I'm saying?
That book is
what's gonna break the spell, because the answers is right there, because they have to put the blueprint out there. You just have to be able to decipher it.
Decipher the blueprint. There you go. I like that. Let's go with that. We got a lot of stuff going on in your area. Give us the vibe that y'all hearing, because again,
the local people is gonna make this difference. They got them bogus floods and stuff in this atmosphere. That's still going on. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole city is still, like, they got people lining up every other weekend in different counties. You know,
for FEMA relief, and whatever else.
But the thing is it's got a toll on society, because we still in the same boat, because gas prices, jobs, you know, these new youngsters, they don't want to work. They entitled only, they trying to get money off of the internet. And see, that's where everything's going into.
Yeah.
See, they
don't
want to actually work. They just want to sit somewhere, be seen, do something stupid, or do something according to how the establishment wants them to, you know, whatever line you on, you know what I'm saying, with them, because there's a lot of people out getting paid, or the internet wouldn't even be moving. You know what I'm saying?
They're getting paid. Right. Now that's a good thing. I'm glad you're putting it that way, because they moved everybody. They shift us all into the internet from the time I was growing up with it, so I understand they shift us really good. I'm looking for my brother. I don't see your number, but...
And see, basically, we didn't program everything how we were supposed to, because we didn't stick together. We let the technology put each one of us in the box, in the corner, like it was set up. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they set up a science experiment, sometimes they let you be the one to make it work.
Make it work. You the experiment. So,
yeah,
basically, right. We the experiment. undercover. Yeah, but, they
put all they put every piece that we need. Let's just see what they're going to build from the stuff that we put out here. And that's where we falling right into the right track, you know what I'm saying, on how things going, because we're not paying attention, and we shouldn't pay attention to the stuff that they're putting out here, because, for one, like you say, we don't even have a community grocery store that's non-dependent on anybody else but our backyards or the community that we live in. You know what I'm saying? It's enough people in community, even if the people who don't want to farm or who won't have a garden or whatever.
Now, let me ask y'all something, because I know everybody says, and those of you who are able to do this is not a problem for me. I mean, this is a beautiful thing, so be blessed you can do this. But the masses of people don't really, urban dwelling, don't really try to do early farming because they've been used to grocery stores. They've been using a little bit they do in the frame of area they got. It's not sustainable for a long term. Most people, now those of you who have already maybe able to pull off doing what y'all been doing, nobody going to debate that. I don't even debate it. All I'm saying is that under those circumstances, we got to look at when people get panicked, y'all said they're going to get fearful. Fearful creates adrenaline. Adrenaline can make you do something strong. Get out, or you could just go berserk and just do crazy shit on yourself. It all depends on your mindset. So obviously, we asking is, do y'all believe everybody in your locale? And I'm asking all y'all, is capable of staying calm and collective like you may be doing this, seeing it and maneuvering. But sooner or later, we run into the calamity of people. What are we around logistically that would be beneficial?
Dry bones. The earth is not getting our sweat in it no more. It's getting machines, and you know what I'm saying? It's not
right.
Getting
machines.
The feeling.
Correct.
It's not getting us. It's not getting the feeling of the human. You know, it's not getting that reverse feeling. You know, it's providing us food, but we're not providing for it no more.
Right. We're not providing.
And that's what
machines,
yes,
machines.
That's what a calamity. Look, we're not killing the soil. We're not touching it. We're not implanting our feet in it. We're not out there.
The
machine is doing it, and that's where the conflict gonna come in, because when they say you get outdated, the machine and the human, they get separated from each other.
Outdated.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay with me. Well, y'all on the road. Obsolete. I've seen the Twilight Zone. We are obsolete. We becoming obsolete as time progresses. That's interesting. Let me see, brother. Brother Charles, are you on any of these numbers here? Hold on.
You got 3318, brother.
Go ahead, brother. Go. Because I got you, and I'm gonna take one more caller. Then I'm gonna do a break.
I put myself on mute because I'm out here trying to get this cardio up. I got to keep this muscle going. I'm trying, bro. You feel me? And listen to the rest of the family. I promise you, I'm not trying to be the one to call. I'm not trying to be the adversary. But in a way of thinking, brother, did you do military service with me? Did you do military service?
Not with you. No.
Did it though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to put this. See, gunpowder goes bad. They're anxious to use gunpowder. So be careful to when you start saying, we need to just stop this, stop that. Because that FEMA, let me tell you about Jackson, some territory I know. Because I like what the Show Me State said, Missouri. Jackson's where my kin at. I had to send revenue down there. Jackson is in the condition because Jackson didn't take the FEMA money.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Jackson didn't take the FEMA money.
Okay.
So if they didn't take the FEMA money, like the Show Me State just said, they're at war. Let me go another one. So I don't mind putting my little information out here. So, but I'm up in that area where they call Martha's Vineyard. I'm in Region 1.
Right.
We ain't heard no news of them jokers coming here.
They tried.
But they ain't here.
They got rid of them. They used the National Guard.
And Massachusetts is a safe haven state.
That's amazing.
Come on, man.
Hold on. Go ahead. Keep going. keep going until y'all see what goes
on. No, you go. Can you get it out? Because I love your platform, brother. I'm going to keep tuning in.
Listen,
can you do me one more favor? Can you go back to saying how we can ship revenue to you to help your platform grow? Can you start putting that on the air? Because I've been trying to see how I can ship that to you, man. Just love off and charity. If I'm going to go to church, I got to leave something at the church.
I like that, bro. You know what I say. I told you, Cash App at Dry Bones. I told you I'm watching all money because y'all got to realize they said coin is coming. It's here. It's a matter of time. You're going to see that with the season. Now, he just said charity. And I told you earlier, the states that are sanctuary cities because they took federal money. And they now are now reneging on their own claims because he just said Martha Vineyard, which is a Martha Vineyard, just told them they took all but 50. They claim a 1,700 people population, 17,000 some bullshit. 50 people got them to go crazy. Now, you imagine now. 50 people got them to go crazy in Martha Vineyard. Now, think about that, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So let me say this. Can I say this now? Yeah. So here's my conclusion, and I'm going to go on mute because I'm going to go back to this energy. I got to get this thing going. Man, I'm going to do it, man. I owe it to my mama. Here we go. Husbandry is farming. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be farming of land. It could be farming of business. So I'm about to get back into my pimp game, man. I got an old chill. I'm hungry. Stay with me. I'm hungry. I got you, cause I know you. And as I get back to pimping, all I want you to do is use your energy the right way, cause I'm not here to get physical. I need the mental aspect of the power of the goddamn black woman. I'm done.
Hey, man. All right.
Hey, man.
All
right. Yeah. Correction,
right.
You got
it
wrong, man. Jackson, hey, listen, Jackson took the money, but Brett
Favre
stole the goddamn money, man.
No, that's not true. No. Jack, listen.
Hold on,
Jackson did not take the FEMA money. Because Jackson didn't take
the
shot.
Man.
They were believing in God. Go find the article.
I'm not going to
argue,
man. I don't do sideways crap.
Jackson, Mississippi, everybody. Now, that's the district. I'm going to tell y'all, Gondora, we did this show. I'm glad y'all brought this up. Slavery is still going on in parts of this regions that we all talk about based on the fact that they have indentured and indebted these people in these certain regions. Now, for whatever reason is still going on and we still talking like this, shows me that we are in a serious state of emergency.
Hey, dry bones.
For this
dry bones.
That's a fact. Hold on. Go ahead. Make a statement.
You have to remember this. It's two groups of people. Start with the first groups of Indians or natives who've been into it since the beginning of time. And see, that war ain't never stopped. And they at war with other people helping them, and it's still affecting the natives or the aboriginals or whatever.
The indigenous.
Exactly. So
now, I'm going
to
go with that because
remember that.
Then we gotta remember that, but let's go with that because I'm gonna get, before we go, bro. Now these treaties and everything, you see that white Europeans and many groups still hold on to that late history. Even though I keep saying it's in the past, they using the past to concrete into the future with this so-called information of that we've been taken to in the wrong direction. Let me just play this. I'm looking for you on the line when we get back. Yeah, most of y'all 10 years old, 14 years old when this was done to us. This was done without you even thinking about that you was going to be the recipient of it.
Stockholm, Sweden, June 12, 1972. Mrs. Indira Gandhi, Prime Minister of India, arrived today to address the first United Nations Conference on the Human Environment. She was met by the Secretary General of the conference, Mr. Maurice Strong, who escorted Mrs. Gandhi to the rostrum.
It is clear that the environmental crisis which is confronting the world will profoundly alter the future destiny of our planet. No one amongst us, whatever our status, strength, or circumstance, can remain unaffected.
For 11 days in June 1972, Stockholm was a magnet for everyone concerned with the environment. 1,200 official delegates from 113 nations were in Stockholm for the first international conference on the human environment. The meeting, first proposed to the United Nations by Sweden and approved by the General Assembly in 1968, attracted worldwide attention. In four short years, the topic of the human environment had gone from the back pages of newspapers to make headlines on page one.
The very fact that the conference began with 113 participating countries, with very high-level delegations from those countries, this in itself represented a very significant step forward, because this demonstrated more than anything else the real concern of the majority of countries in the world. And those countries which did not participate in the conference did not remain away because they were disinterested in the issue. They remained away because of another political issue that didn't have any direct relevance to environment. So those who were here because they were interested. Those who were not here because they weren't interested in the environment issue.
Countries with...
Now, I'm going to go up to where we need to get me. That was Indira Gandhi. I'm 10 years old. They talking about the environment. Your parents don't know nothing about what's going on, most of them at this point in time. They had no idea that they were selling them and all of America into this new order of the environmental movement. And that's where I say to y'all.
Which is based off a lie.
Yeah, based off a lie of control. The environmental movement has turned into this, y'all. They want to give you socialism on a stick. Ukraine war, billions have went over there. Billions. That's all called the Great Reset. They're shifting all funds to that area. That's a fact. That's a fact. Now, how could they do this?
Try bomb.
Yeah, make a statement while I'm making a statement. Yeah, go ahead.
Can quickly. I elaborate on that right there?
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I was listening on a news channel, and this guy came in and was talking about China and Russia and Ukraine war. So this is what I predict. Putin's going to step down. Ukraine is going to say that they beat them. And China is going to claim that they are walking away from Russia so that China can look good. The whole war was a hoax to get the money over to Ukraine. So
it's pretty interesting. And then isn't that strange?
When he said that, he's trying to make China look good.
Right. And Biden, now remember, Biden's family did the first money game with the Ukrainians with the so-called. So let's stop. Hold on. Everybody, put yourself on mute. I got my man, the brother. He was there at the bottom. I hit that number one button. Whenever you come on, man, hit that number one button because your number go way to the top. We got a lot of people on the line. We want to make sure you're here. But this brother here is a very unique individual. Not many people dabbled and tried to invent things, trying to make things better for the environment, trying to do things that could be actually helpful than harmful with the science that's out there. And yet, he had to go through so many informational trials with people to see that, hey, is something holding up people like himself? Those of you don't remember Aaron Salters, who just got a congressional medal. Brother Aaron Salters got a congressional medal. Biden gave it to him like Wednesday of last week, I believe, based on his courage, and never mentioned his ingenuity of being able to be a great inventor of a car that was ran by water. Got enough chances, but there's always been something in the mix. And this brother here he's an author, some great books. We're gonna get into that. Also, his inventions that could have helped California with water. And so many things. So get ready. But here we got to play this because this man wrote a book. And it's called Our Kind of People. It's a TV series today, everybody, on Fox, or one of them channels with Tyler Perry got it. And it actually shows the Hamptons. That's why Martha Vineyards, where Obama and them hung out at, where Obama and them had a party during COVID at. Nobody got mad, though. This was during the height of COVID. He had a birthday party. Now you see that this group, Our Kind of People, didn't even want the immigrants there. just 50, sent in the National Guard to come get them. Go look it up. And y'all think it's a joke. Now, I'm just going to play this clip, and then we'll get my man in here. This is what Tony Brown's journal, who I used to watch as a young person. Tony Brown had this on his show many times. I forgot about this. Found it, and it goes right fitting with you, Brother Charles. Listen to this, everybody. 1 minute and 33 seconds, and this brother's going to give you our kind of people.
Debutante cotillions, arranged marriages, summer vacations in Martha's Vineyard, black doctors and bankers who embrace Republicans and avoid Baptists, all black boarding schools, coveted memberships and social clubs, million-dollar homes and pre-approved neighborhoods, an obsession with straight hair, light skin, top credentials, and elite colleges. This is the world of the black upper class, an exclusive, mostly hidden group that lives awkwardly between a white America that misunderstands them and a mainstream black America that often resents them. This world is in plain view, but it takes a trained eye to see it. My guest, an insider, pulls no punches as he exposes the restrictive and elitist rules for success within a black community that is often preoccupied with pedigree, money, and status. Not only does he present some well-known blacks who, quote, pass for white, but he also delivers an unparalleled look at how this black elite society works and how it developed generation to generation from the time of slaves to the present day. Lawrence Otis Graham is a Harvard-educated attorney and the author of several books. His most recent book is Our Kind of People, Inside America's Black Upper Class.
And today, our brother, Charles E. Campbell, is one who still and stands up to this type of challenge, because he's going to expose our kind of people, man. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Dry Bones. I really appreciate it.
Thank you back so much.
And,
hey, man,
and let me say...
Start from there. Just go with it, because that was like, wow.
Yeah, let me say greetings to family, and I appreciate being back on your show. It's an honor. By way of introduction, I was born and raised in the Mississippi Delta, so I have family in Jackson, Mississippi. I attended Jackson State University, and also attended Ohio State University, and I graduated as well as with a software engineering degree and certification. So my background is in social work, which, you know, allows me to sort of understand social and human problems and look towards solutions. And I realized that I was in a profession that was there to act like a prison guard, to maintain a system that was really devastating our folks. So I left that profession and launched a company called The Quiet Resolution, or TQR, which is based on Dr. Claude Anderson's Powernomics and Black Label White Wealth philosophy and teaching.
Right.
So the TQR is a startup with a national comprehensive black empowerment strategy. But I realized that in order to fund TQR, I needed to compete in the marketplace. That's when I launched Allen Hydro Energy Corporation, a clean energy and climate change mitigation technology startup focused on providing solutions to wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, heat waves. All of those kind of things that are being caused by climate change can be mitigated. So I designed technologies to try and address those.
Right.
And then when I ran into some difficulties in terms of the government, you know, in terms of the state of Ohio and the federal government ignoring or sabotaging my efforts, I launched a technology company, Cuptopia.com, Inc., to build and create technologies to sort of help along with that. And then I discovered that there were a group of folks everywhere I looked who were connected in power, who had no interest in anything related to
the uplift and empowerment of Black African Americans. And this group was Sigma Pi Phi Fraternity, known as Boule. And everywhere you look, they and their members and their wives are in political positions and have been collaborating with the enemies of Black folks to help maintain the Black disparity data. So when you look at what is happening in our community and you look at the data of what's happening, most likely you're going to find politically connected members of Sigma Pi Phi Fraternity and their or their wives in those positions. Give an example, Benny Thompson, Jim Clyburn, you know, number two under Nancy Pelosi, and Benny Thompson's from Mississippi, represents the Jackson and the Delta area.
Glendora was a documentary. Slavery was going on in Glendora, Mississippi. I'm like, Dick Gregory exposed. I couldn't even believe this. This is amazing. Go ahead, keep going.
So when you talk about the power, now this has not just been happening in Mississippi. This has been going on for a number of years, and Benny Thompson has been in Congress for a number of years. So he has voted, he and the other congressional Black caucus members have voted to fund Ukraine, send billions of dollars to there. But when it comes to Black folks and when it comes to Jackson and all of the things where Black folks are suffering, all of a sudden they can't find the muster or the gall to get resources down there to fix what is hurting Black folks. So this is a prime example of members, Boule members who are in positions of power who ignore intentionally the pain and suffering of Black African-American people. And that's why I wrote the book to try and expose what is part of the problem, because a lot of times we're going to our enemies and begging our enemies who are in these positions of power but do nothing but give us great speeches and show up and all those kind of things, but no real resources.
Give them the book name too. Don't go by. Give them the book name,
The book is entitled The Art of Black War Against a Black Enemy. And you can get it at crlcampbell.com. And what I wanted people to understand was that we have the power to solve our own problems. But first, you got to know who your enemies are. And Sigma Pi Phi Fraternity, they're not going anywhere. They are the who's who elite of Black in the community. So when you look around and you're talking about solutions, if you're going to these people, they're not going to solve your problems. They've never been in interested in solving Black problems. They want to know who you are. They want to be in charge so that they can sabotage or corrupt the process so that nothing happens. And for folks who are keep electing these folks and don't know that they are members of Sigma Pi Phi, because they never talk about that fraternity. They always talk about they are hiding under the mask of Black Greek fraternity. So most of them are Alphas, Kappas, Omegas. They are Sigma. Yeah, so they're in the Divine Nine. Their wives are, you know, in the sororities. But when you look at their connections and their intention and the output, they never solve problems related to Black. As a matter of fact, they were in the business of creating all of the organizations that we know. They created the Divine Nine, the Greek fraternity and sorority. They created the Urban League. They created SCLC. They created all of these organizations, that the NAACP. When you look to these organizations, they were created by Boule and they're maintained by Boule. And the genius of what they did was they instill a process, a set of rules and constitutions in these organizations that get you spending your energy and your time like you're on a hamster wheel doing things that look good on the surface but never touch the systemic racist policies and programs that are devastating black communities. And so you can spend your energy and your time doing all of these things, and then look around in your community and see black infant mortality. The violence is high as it is, the poverty level as high as it is, that the lack of things to really. So there's no complete organization of these organizations and other black organizations with a coherent strategy to address systemically what is happening to black folks. And that's the genius of the Boulay. So they're not going anywhere. And I tell folks, even in the book, they're not going to go anywhere. But you need to understand who they are. They need to stop being able to hide in your meetings, and you have to ask them to identify themselves. Because if they're sitting in your meetings and they identify themselves as members of Sigma Pi Phi or their wives or affiliation with the organization, then everything that comes out of their mouth will make sense when you understand the nature of what that organization is all about. People don't do that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, because this is, like I say, you came across this, and being that you are an inventor, and I've seen some of the things you're talking about, I'm now starting to see that they're considering having a machine. I think, I don't know if you're affiliated with that type of, with it, of just drawing water out of thin air. These type of technologies are starting
West.
To come out.
A black man in Texas, and I even suggested to Jackson State University as a solution for this. Contact Moses West. Get some of those atmospheric water conversions and set them up on the towers at Jackson State University so you can have clean water. It literally, the technology is exciting from the standpoint it has the ability to solve and address problems not only here in the U.S. but globally as drought and other things are happening, especially in Africa. This technology is just brilliant. And right. I'm interested in incorporating this technology in my hydroelectric power plants buildings. So he's a brilliant black man, just totally brilliant, which means we can solve and address a lot of the things that are going to happen because of climate change. Climate change, now, as we saw this year, more wildfires, more heat waves, drought conditions, the hurricane season, typhoon season is just kicking off, but it's kicked off with a bang because you had one of the largest hurricanes that happening in the Pacific area. So those kind of things are going to continue to devastate, and I'm looking to compete in those industries of using a rainmaker.
How do we bring, like, for instance, because this is why I want to get what you're talking about. How can with all this investment, they got these new platforms now where you can public. How do we get our black individuals to be public so we can invest in them? Like, what does it take? Now, we've seen that Aaron Salters almost had the show that not the Apprentice, but the other one now that they try to give you a business. And somehow they don't go toward that type of thing where it will destroy other industries. Do you see that's the fight with what's going on with you probably and those of you like you
The fight that's going on, TQR is a threat to the white supremacy and power structure and bully. A national comprehensive black empowerment plan that will literally address all of the social and economics health areas of that are affecting black folks. That's a threat, number one, because it's a clear plan of how we solve our problems. But and Allen Hydro Energy Corporation is a way to fund the technology. Now, let me give you an example, because I tried to use one of the Obama passed something that allowed you to do crowdfunding, right? You could raise money. And the state of Ohio forced me to sign a cease and desist order saying that I couldn't use that or any other, couldn't raise money in the state of Ohio, right? So I knew it was illegal for them to do it, but I didn't have the ability to cite the state of Ohio,
right.
Secretary of State. So this is the kind of thing that not only happens at the federal level, because even when the Obama administration was there, they gave two white boys $535 million. The company was called Solyndra Solar, just to build solar panels, right? And one year later, they filed bankruptcy because after getting that money, they couldn't build solar panels. And I was trying to get a couple million dollars just to design the power plant, a hydroelectric dam and a 70-story building that can be built all around the world and can be manufactured in some of these cities that need manufacturing jobs. And I couldn't get one black mayor to have a conversation with me about this. Again, wow. when I saw this kind of thing happening, I tried to figure out, why is this? And then doing the research, almost every city has a Boulé chapter.
Oh, yeah.
And they're well organized in terms of if something is going on in one part of, I'm sure they're sharing the information all across there. So when it comes to the system, and I will compete, you know, they just passed the CHIPS Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, put lots of money in there. But the challenge is all that money ends up allocated to well-connected people, and then by the time they get around to someone like me, all of the funds are gone. Or they throw in some of the racist conditions that says you got to have 10% matching in order to even to qualify. Those are the systemic racist policies that are put in place, and people accept those. Those are devastating because
they're
people attack those.
They are there. Let's be honest, because I've seen it firsthand. If these things can help, I've noticed that can help the population. And you on a level where I say with like Tesla and them, like look at Tesla when he wants free energy. So what you're doing should make a profit, no problem. Nobody having a problem with that. But it seems like it's competing with people who want to control the natural elements and stuff. Now let me ask you now, because with this happening, it is. To me, you could probably become valuable for sure in these coming days, because with all these contracts and people saying the grid gonna go down, they need electricity for all this. How do you see this playing into these type of inventions that are out there now? You see them becoming more valuable as this time goes by?
Well, the wonderful thing about climate change is that it's a global phenomenon. This is happening. So clean power is needed all over the world. So the U.S., you know, they can be operate like COINTELPRO and try and suppress or keep this, but wildfires are happening all over the world. And so, like, the state of California and the Western governors, they would rather let people die and stuff burn down than actually have a conversation about investing about $10 million in rainmaker drones that can literally extinguish and suppress these wildfires that my company is proposing. Same thing with the drought. You know, these cities and the states that are being impacted by drought are going to be losing billions of dollars. And I propose a solution to them. But again, it's almost like there's a total blackout on black or white media when I try and talk to them about, hey, I'm proposing a solution to wildfires. Hey, I'm proposing a solution to the drought or to any of that. No one wants to have a conversation with me about it. Not black journalists, not white journalists, not even the ones who are concerned about climate change and covering the very stories that they won't even respond. So I've suggested that, wait a minute, something is strange about that, because I haven't seen anything like that since COINTELPRO, where there's one entity that has the ability to try and shut down all communication through media and social media. It just doesn't logically make sense that not one reporter would want to investigate someone talking about solutions to clean energy and solutions to climate change and wildfires.
And these are the cold words that they use, clean energy, sole source, sustainable development. So these are like catchwords and catchphrases, but they got another hidden meaning, because obviously they're not instituting that type of philosophy to people like on yourself. Let me ask you this, because again, this to me should not go. Still, I think a worldwide market of your ability can be taken into consideration based on, you said, global. And I do see that United States is under some type of new type of control. But I do don't to me give up just on America. This might be even used by some other country that, hey, if it happens to be an Asian country that willing to develop in Indonesia or whatever, you got to start with the first premise and get the technology to be able to be created. And I think that's something you should keep in mind. You got to create it, and you need to try to keep doing it, because I think it's definitely viable that they're going to use that. Let me just take a quick break, everybody, right quick. Because I'm going to give a shout-out to all these inventors. Aaron Salters, who's Hutch Tech alum, Buffalo, New York, police officer shot by the so-called deranged domestic terrorists that they seem to have under whatever element he's at. But this is what happens, man. These people are out there. There's many of you. Your own family might be inventors. We have to, like, it used to be a time when the inventors were keys to the community because they looked to develop better alternatives. And it's not the first. I want to just give this a shout out to everybody listening. These people who have done some great things. Now, listen to this story here, and I'm going to come back to you after this because it goes along with what we're talking about. Do they really want sustainable development?
Okay. It never wears out because there's no moving parts.
In the top, our news here at 6 o'clock, an age-old dream becoming a reality. A local inventor has discovered a way, hear this, to use water to run your car.
It's a major breakthrough that will no doubt make motorists happy. And as Ralph Robinson explains, the Pentagon is also showing lots of interest in this project.
Water has always been considered a precious commodity, but Stan Meyer's invention may make it even more valuable. He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Myers was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks. Myers is currently perfecting a water fuel cell for cars. It will cost about $1,500. He says it won't need any maintenance and you won't have to replace it. It'll be at least 2 years before the fuel system goes into mass production. The day it happens will be one the fuel industry hates, but it'll put a smile on the face of those who've had to say at one time or another, fill her up.
Those of you who don't know who Stanley Myers is, after the Pentagon got a hold of this information, he mysteriously was poisoned. Just look it up. I played it all the way through, but I'm going to play. I just want to show people that there are sinister groups out there. And like he said, that book he wrote about, you know, the enemy, knowing who the enemy is, I think we start better learning that. And figure that out, that it's right there in front of us. Now, how'd you get into this type of technology, man? I mean, when you was a kid, did you a teenager, you was just into trying to figure out things? Because that is very ingenious to want to break down these cells and all the when did you first realize that this could be something that of a great value?
Well, as a kid, you know, I spent time in cardiac school with my grandmother as a child, and my grandfather would always make jokes because I in the hills where my grandmother lived, there were lots of rattlesnakes, and I was trying to figure out how you could catch a rattlesnake with a fishing pole and a line with a little loop on the end, you know. As a kid, you know, just an inventive mind, but you know, growing up in poverty in the Mississippi Delta, That impacted me, and that's one of the things that I grew up to hate, and that's why I wanted to sort of understand that, because poverty in and of itself is just at the core of what is happening to our folks in the suffering that. And so that's what I wanted to solve, poverty. I wanted to figure out how do we address that. So that led me to study social work. And then when I understood the policies that helped to create it, and then going back and understanding about the enslavement of Black African Americans and Jim Crow and all of those laws and policies that maintained it, I realized that we have to have our own self-empowerment plan. In addition to trying to get reparations, we have to have a self-empowerment plan. It is a total mind shift that says we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can literally solve our own problems. And in TQR, I talk about a plan to partner with Black farmers to help them grow and not only grow food, but then process that food, creating manufacturing jobs and supply those foods to HBCUs and UNCLs and create our own franchises like McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chickens so that there's distribution, retail out. But the other thing I talk about is partnering with HBCUs and UNCLs, because when you mention inventors, on these campuses are some of the most brilliant minds there are. But many of them are boule, run, and control. So they have students focused on trying to get a job rather than coming together, collaborating around a product or service and creating a business or product so that you create jobs.
Right.
And give an example. Jackson State University, I went with their previous president. I was in a conversation. He had agreed pre-COVID to have me work with their engineering department to develop and try and get the power plant design or maybe tweak. But after COVID, he ended up getting into some trouble and left. And the new president and administration all of a sudden brought in a Chinese engineer and had the Chinese engineer take a look at my technology and then all of a sudden, no, Jackson State wasn't interested in partnering with me to do. It blew my mind.
Now, hold on. Most shout out. I'm almost at the top of the hour there, everybody. Got my brother Charles E. Campbell, CEO of Allen Hydro Energy Corporation. Let me just say this. I was with Jackson State people a couple weeks ago here in South Florida at the Classic, and they whipped the smack out of Florida Memorial, FAMU. And let me just say, the people that was, they were very, I mean, remember, they were under the water crisis, and got to meet a lot of them in the parking lot. Beautiful people. Very, 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 it was outstanding group of people as well. I'm glad I was able to conversate and have a good time with them as well. But let me ask you, how is it though that being that slavery is so entrenched in the Mississippi and Louisiana and, you know, parts of Florida, parts of Alabama, ideology wise, what would you think our people was, the conservative, liberal, on the spectrum? Because it seemed like I know y'all people say that the Republican Party was some part of the beginning of the boule, which no doubt being that's what they choose was the Republic at that time. Where do you see how this switch is now? Because it looks like the Democratic Party, our people is totally, the boule seems to be totally entrenched in the Democratic Party. I'm not saying they're not mixed into the Republican, but they seem to be more entrenched in that
party. They are from a leadership standpoint, but a ideology and solution standpoint, they are with racist Republicans. Remember, this organization wanted to be like Phi Beta Kappa and Skull and Bones. So Skull and Bones and Phi Beta Kappa, all of the Boule members are supporting their ideology, which means to suppress and oppress Black folks so that they never become a threat to the dominant culture. And that's what you see when you see Ben in Thompson City.
He's a Democrat. Ben Thomas is a Democrat. Think about that. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. So what I suggest is that the awakening of black folks, they have got to vote these people out. Even if you vote for a Republican for 2 years to get them out of office, and then we come up with our own candidates, non-Boule affiliated, and put them in the office with a mandate of here are the problems you ought to solve, go in there, and not play some of the shucking and jive games that are being played now. So that is the solution to that. These
because
people
you got to
the, give the illusion of black inclusion.
Right, you're, because the reason I ask that, because you're not only an educator, a vendor, but you got political, legal, and I like it's like a you know a consortium of thought going on here. Now, let's go with this. I understand the concept. Now, because this is where the debate going to be for those of us who have this similarity of thinking. If they were to pick today, the Democratic Party seems to be like the one that's showing the socialism type of aspect of eat the babies. And I mean, I'm not saying that Lindsey Graham and all them ain't, and George Bush wasn't a part. We mentioned George Bush a lot. But what do you think is the catalyst of what we should drop right now? I mean, because it seems like we're going to a serious time of stage. What do you think about this new reset? Because money's being part. You just said yourself, Ukraine's getting all the money. They use COVID as that. So do you see, like, instances that we're going to probably go underground with this type of technology that you probably, the markets for this will be in another market other than where it is now? Do you see, how do you see the market going with this?
I think there's still going to be a demand for solutions related to clean energy and climate change. And where I think we should go with this is simply a concept that I call black love, man. Loving that which you are, that which your mother, your grandmother, your ancestors, your children and grandchildren. It is not about the money. It is about the love of that which you are. And I define it as black love. Because when you see your people hurting, you don't pile on to hurt them more, right? And anybody who is not trying to solve problems should not be in a position of leadership for the black community.
Now,
the thing is, several years ago, I spent almost 6 months trying to talk with Mayor Lumumba and Jackson, his administration, to talk about economic development and how my company would wanting to work with the city to help them solve problems. And his administration, economic development department, all was shucking and jiving. Wouldn't return phone calls. He wouldn't return phone. I left messages. It was like, I'm like, wait a minute. So when, and this kind of behavior led me. Kind of behavior led me to really.
Okay, I'm trying to find out who that is. Mute yourself. Mute yourself.
Folks like Boulay are involved with all, and Jackson has one of the largest Boulay chapters, or Boulay, what they call Boulay rather than chapters, and the Mississippi Delta has, the Northern Mississippi has a chapter. So these folks are in power and influence everywhere, and anytime anyone is proposing solutions or offering help, it doesn't go anywhere. So anytime they're talking about
money. Well, hold on, ask you a question. Dion brought
he
brought let's go with that premise, because okay, we see football making tons of money for these colleges. Dion seemed to brought a lot of popularity to Jackson. I got to see y'all for the first time, and it seems like it's so. With all that going to say, I heard they had issues with the school, being that they had to leave here early from Jackson, Mississippi. So what is going on that Jackson can watch this water crisis and don't see you as an alumni as valuable? Because I would think you'll be valuable in helping with Hydro.
It's a mindset. Deion Sanders and JSU is 3-0, so I shout out to them. But Deion Sanders is bringing a mind shift in terms of the thinking of people in Mississippi and at HBCUs, which is shattering some of the boxes in terms of the thinking that black folks have been locked into by Boulé and Boulé leadership. Deion Sanders is shattering that, and that is a threat to Boulé. That is a threat to control of the minds of people, because you have an 80% black a city, right?
Right,
a majority
right.
city, and you have a major university there in Jackson State, and you have a major UNC up there in Tougaloo University. But the power, the collective power of all of those black people pooling their money to mm-hmm. solve a crisis. And this is one of the things I said. Jackson State has graduated probably over 100,000 people that are all over the country and all over the world. If Jackson State University said, listen, we're going to fix our, and this is one of the things that I said to them, you can literally set up, okay, a donation, cash app, PayPal, that, and ask folks, hey, send whatever you can, $5 to $10. You have millions of people who around this country would support sending money to solve that problem. And to tell me that you need $1 billion to fix your water tells me that there's a problem in the thinking of that. It doesn't cost $1 billion to fix that water plant, right? And then if you want to replace the water plant, then let's become creative and innovative about how you do it. Jackson mm-hmm. State University and Tougaloo College have some of the most brilliant people, students, and all you have to do is be willing to ask for the support. But they don't do those kind of things. They are locked into this a contest with the racist legislature and governor, and you know this back and forth. And the city council is dysfunctional. They and the mayor are locked while the people are suffering. So the problem is, number one, you have this intentionally. But the concept of black love says that we have to be able to solve our own problems. And that's what Deion Sanders is talking about. He's giving a new mindset that says we don't have to be stuck in this. All we have
right.
to do is have solutions and leadership,
so,
and leaders don't know how to solve.
That something to me in that vein. I think that Deion, I mean, because you got this connection, I would think that would be perfect. Because what happened is, what you're saying, these natural disasters, go with the premise of the climate change for the sake of argument. The climate change, say all this is going on, we got disasters, got fire. Well, this is more valuable to where it's going to be needed without a doubt, this type of technology that y'all kicking. So it's going to be good. Stay with me right there, man. Let me get, we have one at the top of the hour, everybody. Special shout out, Judge Joe Brown on tomorrow, everybody. So if Anthony got Judge Joe Brown, I think the link will be up sometime in tomorrow morning, but look for it. It will be on and popping with the judge. Also, Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie, bring it, 9 o'clock, number man. Also, we're trying to get some more people in here. I'm going to get some politicians in, man. I promise y'all, it's going to be, we got to ask how a broke country can ask for taxes. Now, y'all better ask that question right quick, because that don't make no sense right there. But before we go online, I'm going to bring all the calls in. I got to give a special play for my man, because he to me helped all of us understand this Boule thing. And we'll do a two-minute ritual, 3 minutes on my man. Give him 3 minutes. The only one and only, Steve Cope. Silence for my bro Steve. Steve's passed, as y'all know.
Hey, welcome to
back.
Southern California KPFK, Brother Steve Coakley.
Hey, good evening, brother.
One of our great researchers that have exposed the Boule, a phenomenon that most of us in the movement never knew about until you came and brought light, took the sheets off of these Negro Klan members and explained to us what the Boule is all about. So what we'd like you to do is tell us the history of the Boule, who the Boule are, their origins, and the relationship to the ruling class.
Thank you, brother. One, I would thank you for hosting me and my friends here, and appreciate you and all your company. Everybody's excessively intense, and that is the demand of the day. This secret society, this particular black secret society that we'll talk about today, is the first of the black Greek societies, started in 1904, and that word that you said, Boule, is actually an acronym. It's a Sigma Pi Phi. Sigma Pi Phi, 1904 in Philadelphia. And for most of our people, we are not prepped to the responsibility of secret society in the American society. Mm-hmm. And this founding constitution, this illegal criminal enterprise, was a Masonic affair. And a Masonry is a form of secret society. There are other well-known secret societies like Skull and Bones at Yale, of which this corrupt president and his father were members of. And it is that society that the black society modeled itself after. So when they wrote their first history book, The History of Sigma Pi Phi, by a very noted black author, university president Charles Wesley, who wrote the history book for the Elks, the Prince Hall Masons, National Council of Negro Women, Alpha Phi Alpha, and Sigma Pi Phi. And as a result, in there, in page 28 of its first history book, it noted that it wanted to be like Skull and Bones at Yale. It was right here in Los Angeles at the Good Life on a Friday night. If you remember this time, the NAACP had a convention here, and LeGrand Clegg and Marla Gibbs were accused of making inflammatory statements.
Working with Dr. Graham's book, The Mannequin Leitmotif.
Yes. That weekend, the Boulay was meeting here, July of 1990. They were having their twice every other year, convention, biannual. And it was a front page article in the L.A. Times by Karen Grigsby Gates, who denoted that these elite black men were meeting in Los Angeles at this time. That was the first. I remember sending someone to the car to bring it in, and we read it from the stage of the Boulay on July 18th, the day the story appeared, front page L.A. Times. And I thought it was unusual that the L.A. Times knew of this society, and I didn't know of them. Now, for our audience to understand, I'm starting off trying to explain to black people the impact of international policy groups like the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, when the bankers began to take over the American cities in the 70s, New York 75, Cleveland 77, Chicago 79, and here in California they used Proposition 13 to suck up the surplus out the budget, and bankers began to take over from municipalities the governing of the cities. Mm-hmm. And as I was scratching, I could not figure out how was there such black complicity in this centralization of worldwide power, the New World Order. It's on the dollar bill, pyramid by white men who never built one, never saw one, but they emulated this symbol. And now comes a series of societies, and now comes forth this black one in 1904. As we began to read deeper, it had another analogy in the story to Skull and Bones. It wasn't until we got the history book that the analogy that looked happenstantial in the story in the L.A. Times was actually deeper in the actual history book, where they drew attention to Skull and Bones. It denoted that W.E.B. Du Bois was a member, and it began to describe influential people in the present-day society and historically our university, historically black college presidents are primarily coming out of this advisors to the king. And that word, that Boulay word, can be looked up in a encyclopedia. Well, now people don't use them. They use Internet. And that's a dangerous thing, a dangerous dependency. But Boulay, B-O-U-L-E, the Greek version. There's a French version that's a coming together, a conclave, the AKA called their convention, the Boulay. But the Greek word is what we're looking for, the advisors to the king. The lower house of the Greek parliament is called Boulay. Mm-hmm. And if you know the American congressional system, Senate, 6 years, more power, authority, only 100, two per state. Congress, 435, have to run every 2 years. Your lower house has less power and authority. So it appears as if in finding the Boulay.
Now, that's my man Steve Kogi. Much shout out, much love to him. Transition a long while back, but he gave some glorified information that we are carrying on today. We got our guest, Charles E. Campbell. Can we say any more? One of the brothers that we love to have on the program, part of the family. Hey, man, when we see this type of information, You're carrying on that torch now. Give the information for the book one more time, so we're gonna go into the Helios hour now. But give information on that book so we can get it.
Yeah, you can get it at www.cearlcampbell.com. There's no S on the HTTP. It's just HTTP www.cearlcampbell.com. You can get it there. There's also an audio version. So if you just want to get it and listen to it, there's an audio version to be able to download as well.
And see, we met through a connection. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, and the title, I want to make sure that you get the title. It is The Art of Black War Against a Black Enemy. To defeat a black enemy, you must identify it. And that's what we're talking about, just knowing who your enemy is. And when you know who your enemy is, they're less likely to be able to influence you because now you expose them.
And I'm glad we met through another brother. I was gonna say earlier, Brother Luck, and glad he brought in Brother Luck with his brother. He used to say that we don't know who our enemy is, and it seems to be that we've been focusing on only one, and it's always been the white person. You know, it's like, oh, it's easy, but to realize that there's multiple entities out there.
What's the website, Drop Room? What's the website again, my brother?
Say it again, brother.
It is www.cearlcampbell.com. C. Earl Campbell. There's no S in the HTTP. It's just http://www.cearlcampbell.com. www.cearlcampbell.com.
There you go. Now, we're going to get hot in this Helios right quick. I got those on fire on here. What's happening? Go ahead.
Can I add some value to what the brother is saying also?
Yeah, make it quick. Go ahead.
What Brother Coakley was saying, to what the brother is speaking upon also, it was that great divide. And even last week into our latter hour when I was talking about Elizabeth and Regalia, Brother Coakley said, the founder of the Boule, they wrote the foundation and the principles of what Prince Hall Masonry carries on today. Now, a lot of them were saying like women couldn't be Masons and the divide came up between the different divisions of PHO and PHA and original and all that. And see, that really broke the divide. And there was a lot of war going on about that time, but it was the divide that they brought into the community, because if I'm in distress, what you going to come and ask me, am I PHO and PHA? But it was very detrimental to black unity.
I got you. Now, he wrote that. He wrote all of them, the Elks, all the so-called auxiliaries for that. So that let you know that they were instrumental. All right, let's get some more. I'm going to get some more. Now, I got to set some fire because, see, here we go. The man told y'all, and I love it. Brother Luck been saying it for how many years now? The focus has always been us to focus on Africa. When you find out white people gave us that focus, then it's hard for y'all to say, oh, there's no repercussion for us being wrong. It's like we've been wrong for so long, it's become normal to believe that, oh, this, because I'm glad y'all been asking those questions. Then y'all got a problem with the islands. The islands are under British rule. They come over here knowing they British subjects. You don't hear that here that you British subjects. So that lets you know that it's some deception there as well. I'm bringing all the points up. But it's no bigger deception how Malcolm X laid it down. Malcolm X, I got to play it. Everybody been talking. I've been seeing all y'all out there on the internet and all that. I'd like to let Malcolm tell y'all himself, because it seems y'all be misrepresenting Malcolm as well. It's just sad. It's really sad.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outstart. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him
to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know, because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, we didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something effect with it. But
you mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on it?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal, with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life?
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not.
Now I want y'all to think about this. What my man saying on the book, I'm asking all y'all to give me y'all thoughts on it. He just told y'all that they was the people who did it was called the Hunt Brothers. The Hunt Brothers had control. You will find out later, if you keep listening to this program, how they are manipulating everything to such a plan that's unbelievable. Unbelievable how deep this goes to being how easy this is if we stay stupid. Brother, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, you hear, this is how deep this Boule thing goes, because now they're making allegiance to create a super state that look like it's really happening. What's your thoughts on that? And that's, you see everybody's in Georgia, South Carolina. That looked like that was manufactured for that.
Well, here's one of the facts, right? Mississippi and South Carolina and Georgia, the populations of those states are almost at a point where they are majority black. And it only takes a population shift from some of the other smaller cities where black folks are living and being mistreated to go to those states to give a political power shift of that. And that's a reality, right?
Would that be immigration? Because I'm saying
not immigration. We're talking about there are black folks scattered all over the country in smaller cities where they may be 10-15% of the population there, and they are being really treated unfairly. So it only takes a population shift of those folks going from there to some of those other states to create a majority. And again, the politics of it, the economics has to become before politics, though.
Okay,
so when you have the ability to control your economics, your jobs, manufacturing, your housing, all of those things lead into you having a better quality of life. And this is where the HBCUs and the UNCs are so powerful, if under the correct leadership, because
now,
the minds that are
on
these campuses are brilliant.
I got to hold time out, because I want to get everybody in. Time out. We in a different era time frame. Now we're going to go to the point where we got to start some questions. We being those listening, because he's saying HBCUs. When I go look up the history of these HBCUs, they're still under white philanthropy, basically.
Right.
White philanthropy is the money system for them. So how do we deal? I read a book a long time ago called Deadly Donations. It was saying how they were getting these donations from the white philanthropists, would be the Rothschilds, the Carnegie Foundation, the Mellon Foundation. Then you got, you know, Rockefeller. I mean, so if they took this early money early, now let's go with that premise. They took it early. Because the black colleges seem to be very democratic to me. You keep saying Republican, but I see them as all Democrats. How do we look at this group if they are their own demise? It's like they seem to be headed
so,
to their own demise.
So this is where the Deion Sanders effect come in, the shifting of the mind. Because the black students are so brilliant, if you infuse with them a sense of empowerment that they can literally come together, and you have people in the engineering department working with the people in the marketing, the business department, and social work department, and the fashion department, if you literally tell these black students that they can literally come together, nobody can stop them from coming together to create projects and services to develop new ideas that can be turned into businesses. That is where it's at. And then those students will demand the leadership of those universities get on the right page and support a black empowerment agenda so that these students, no matter what they are studying, there's a product or service that can be innovated, created, and launched that will create economic empowerment for the black community. That kind of mindset
is unstoppable
because you plant a seed there.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking some questions, and I want to get more of y'all involved in this conversation because we got all the regions up. Go ahead, jump in. Make a question, and let's try to keep it a little brief for everybody so we get everybody in there.
Yeah, two real quick questions.
Yeah, I got you.
Brother Campbell, I looked up the website, and it comes up cuptopia.gumroad.com. I want to get the book.
That's correct.
Okay. And my second question is, what's your take on group economics?
Group economics is powerful, but you have to have a plan, and that's why with TQR, it's a National Comprehensive Black Empowerment Plan with five institutes to deal with specifically five areas, and the goal is to have those institutes in over 150 cities where you have a significant large black population to do things on the ground, economic development, education, social medical research area, the legal and political aspect, and the security aspect. Under those institutes. So you have to have a plan for group economics. If you just talk group economics, it doesn't mean a lot. People need to see a plan, and what are you going to do?
Let me get some more calls. I'm going to get as many calls and make a brief, man, so we can get some to make y'all calls and then answer so we can get some more. And then I'm going to go to the bottom of the hour, and we're going into the hot zone. So y'all get ready. I told you. We're going to tell you what's coming. 62691, welcome to the Helios. Got to make a comment if you want first or a question, but go ahead. You got the floor. 691-2691-304, whatever that is. Okay, jump off. I'm going to put you on mute now because you didn't answer. I'm going to go to 5474. You've been holding for a long time. 5474. Comment, question, go ahead. You've been waiting. Nope. Okay. I see y'all holding on. Well, let's go with that premise. Go ahead. Somebody want to say
drop
something? Hold on. I got some lines here. There you go, Brother Luck. Hold on. Go ahead. Brother Luck, I think that's you.
I just going to say quickly, man. Unfortunately, as far as these kids and stuff in general getting at so-called education with schools and helping improve their minds, whatever, it's not about that. It's about these schools generating revenue, money for the schools,
And I'm going to use Illinois' example. Just this past year and last year, Illinois broke a record in terms of sports revenue as far as these colleges and everything. These schools don't give a damn about these kids getting no damn education. They want to get them in on the scholarships so they can win games, so they could generate money for the schools along with getting these television advertising and television contracts. That's all it's about. It's about money.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me get some more calls. Oh, 5045. Go ahead, jump in. 5045. What's up, my brother?
How's it going? Hey, salute to Brother Campbell. Definitely the information is impacting and far-reaching. You got to propel it. I just think it's the collective mindset right now. We got to be a little more aggressive in going after our people at this time right now. Because right now is a perfect door of opportunity, because in the system itself, there's an infighting going on that's giving us the space to breathe. And we have not been paying a close attention to it, you know, especially with the current situation where you have the political parties in a little rift right now with the government. When I mean by that, now you have, of course, our ex-president and the whole scenario, but they seem to have discovered that it was a little much more far-reaching than it looked as far as their agenda.
Right.
So that's a breather right now that we shouldn't be partaking in, other than just making notes, but also now formulating a plan. And I think the brother have a great plan, and we go a little more aggressive in terms of engaging our people at this present time.
He has to have he gotta believe that it can happen, because the technology is going in that direction. It's going to be picked up some form of fashion, because it's underground and it's earth breaking, this type of technology.
What I think is
somebody make a lot of noise.
Definitely not me. But I think right now we gotta aggressively go after our excelling elders. When I mean excelling elders, the Joe Browns. You know, there was a point where you had the meetings. They had their little meetings back then during the civil rights, where you had the entertainers, the athletes, and everything had the little meetings behind closed doors, and
right.
They were mapping out some things. Right now, we don't have that engagement at all. And I was trying to get on that show yesterday with Judge Joe Brown when he came on, but we have dignified elders like this who can actually make that call. And who's whistling in their ears to make that call to Black America, especially the leaders?
Because they need to have that
meeting.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's Cosby is invited. I don't care whoever, bring them on, because they've made the financial successes. They've broken down a lot of walls. But like Brother Campbell said, these kids that we have, they're sitting around with nothing to do because they haven't been charged with a mission. And that's what these brothers and sisters are going to have to do.
Now, hold on. He's saying now, and I got the concept of that, but we're not the ones that's in these institutions now. These people that Brother Campbell talking about, somebody making a lot of noise. What the hell? Hello? Okay. There's a lot of understanding that people who in power, like Brother Campbell said, he went to Mississippi. I would be not able to promote that type of agenda from Florida, because Florida probably got people living like that, maybe in Pohokee, and in certain parts of the middle part. It's a lot of farmland up there that's still. Now the question I'm asking all y'all is, with the immigration, because brothers, y'all talking about this economics. Immigration is a bill, everybody, that you gonna end up.
It's a law.
It's a recipient of the bill, because if they say that you're a sanctuary city, you just said Ohio sanctuary. We know Illinois, Florida's not. We got a few California sanctuary. Do you really see services remaining normal within the next 2 to 3 years? You got to ask yourself these questions. If you think you can continue, right, I mean, it's common sense. Y'all say y'all the military. I don't see how y'all couldn't see this at all. If you let an area services deteriorate, you know they go into chaotic anarchy on each other first, because they too scared to run against the real people. This is where the problem going to be at. So they're going to feed.
Gerard Bronze, real quickly, since you mentioned the military, Samuel, look up General Samuel C. Armstrong. He was an Army intelligence officer that founded Hampton University. So what does that tell you? Who controls these damn
colleges.
Black, so-called black colleges? We don't want to have these discussions.
No, I'm glad we have a discussion because, again, it's good to have because this is what is going to be brought forth when Batman come out. We about to go. I told you we had another time frame now. So Batman come out because they letting up all the Jokers. The Jokers is out. They letting them out every day. Every day. And so
Jokers is wild.
Yeah, Joker, right. They doing all this on your behalf because y'all said earlier, I got y'all mics open. I got this more calls in here. They see before we go to talk, I'm going to let it keep going on y'all because y'all say to stay on even when it touches itself off. I never do all that, but y'all stay somehow able to stay on this thing. Let me just say this. They're using symbolism. The drag queens, drag is dragon, dragon queen. You already gave your kids over to the dragon. You gave your kids over to the dragon. That's why they brought out the dragon movie on y'all just recently. The Dragon Kingdom and shit. They already do. Now, these HBCUs, being that y'all all admitted, not me, y'all admitted it, that they were already written with skull and bones involvement. Now, the reason why you connect the Republicans, because you looking at W. George Bush. That's not the Republicans. They are the neocons. They use the Republican Party to promote their agenda. The real Republican Party, everybody, had the indigenous people with them. Go look at that, those treaties. See, that's the part I can't understand how that just gets overlooked. Now, anyway, we about to get deep. I told y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all want to know who the enemy is? Okay. Y'all said y'all wanted to know. I'm going to get y'all, let me get a few more calls in here. A few more. Try to keep that alive. Y'all can jump in if y'all got some more feed on that because I'm just trying to make sure that each region realize that you've been totally decentralized. Every one of your regions is under martial law. That's a fact. Everyone.
Hey, Charles.
Go ahead.
I would just like to say, Mr. Charles Campbell,
yes,
I looked online. Your books look awesome. I'm going to definitely buy some.
Get one.
And you are, it's so refreshing to hear someone like you speak the things that I believe because all this climate change, the fire is all purposely designed to boast the climate change. And you are just a confirmation to say that you reach out to all these black politicians because you have a way to clean and help the environment, but that's not what they want. They want this illusion that they create,
right.
And they want to keep the black people poor. And I appreciate you telling these folks here online, please, and I have been saying this, do not vote Democrat in November. If we want to save America, black people, we can do it. We cannot be victims no more. We cannot play on the victim role by our ancestors or anything like that. We need to do what this brother say. We have to build our own self wealth without the government involved because we have enough resources. We just learn to love each other and be kind to each other and put our money together and our resources, the impossible can happen. We can help. So thank you, sir.
No, I think that's good.
Thank
ahead,
you,
comment, brother.
Thank you.
Comment, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you're right. You know, politics is people who literally get to solve problems with our tax money. And
right.
What the black community has not been getting is solutions to our problem. So anytime politicians are coming asking for your vote, you need to be able to say, these are our problems. What solutions do you have to these problems? If they have no solutions, then they are not worthy to be your elected official. And because the Democratic and Republican Party are controlled by the same group of very wealthy contributors, it's a game to them. And so they select our politicians and they feed them to us as the option. If people are giving you options that are not going, and you just have to go vote for them, we have to interject in that process, even if we write in our own damn candidates.
We have to literally disrupt this process that is not benefiting us when we have elected black leaders who give the illusion of inclusion and representation
now,
because they are just a black face in high place.
Now I want to get Reverend Pinckney on here soon. I want to get Reverend Pinckney on here soon because Reverend Pinckney at one time, who was an elderly individual in his 70s, was raided for a water thing of a recall. Simple political processes that shouldn't cost you to be raided by the feds. Now, here's what I always tell people. We always watch other people go down, and we don't say shit until it's your turn. And the problem is we don't want to wait that long because right now we are being seen that, to me, if these things are not true that we're talking on this line about, then why is there a push for intellectual properties? Okay, so the problem I'm having is, say they do take your property. Say they might give you some money. I ain't going to say they ain't. But at the same token, once they give you this initiative to create this initiative that you want to create, because the banking system going to have to give us something, or the black or whatever group that y'all, I want y'all to tell me what y'all see going to be the solution based on banking. How is this going to work if we got a system? Yeah, you next. Yeah, I'm going to say, if we going to go into letting it be a credit system approach, like you only going to be worth on your credit score, and we look like we're going that way. Go ahead, say something. I'm going to get ready for the next round.
Yeah, I want to just add.
Go right ahead.
I heard something Brother Earl said earlier. What if we just invade the Republican Party and just take over and vote Republican, like you said, just to disrupt the process? And because we know that the Democrats, they won't even acknowledge black men. So they want to sit here and have gender pronoun arguments all day. And
hey,
that's not been economically benefiting.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. That's deep thought. I need y'all to realize now, I'm going to let y'all talk, but stay in control of how we make sure we don't talk over each other all day long. I want to make sure y'all get heard. What's y'all take? I said gender. Y'all didn't mind having the dragon queens. No, there's no resistance. Now, I'm going to say this to black women. The black woman is the number one strength of the Democratic Party. I'm not making this up. I thought it was unbelievable, but it is. Now, what is
And they
driving,
in your own household.
Right. What is driving this agenda? Well, the Civil War is really in your house because it's a battle over concepts. Even though she black, you don't watch crime? Obviously not. Crime, I like statistics. I'm glad y'all brought that statistics up because statistics show a lot of stuff that makes y'all lie to each other about. So y'all lying, but math never can be lied on.
Yeah. Hey, bro, but if I may add
ahead,
a little
in.
Value to that, what is actually capturing some of these our sisters towards this agenda within this Democratic Party is the celebratory figures that they see on televised. And, you know, the Tyler Perrys, they have that agenda where he dresses a male and female. They know, all that. So, and BET Awards and all, you know, from the music industry. So we're being hit with a real hard psyop that and the young kids, the CRT within the books and on the educational front, and these district attorneys, Gascons and the brother Alvin, we're being hit on all levels. So if we get hit, that's the hit across the head. Boom.
Okay, hit it across
the
head. Hold on,
yeah.
You can be heard too.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to make sure you give yourself like a
but,
few seconds.
But let me finish one more point.
You better make it quick, bro. I asked you.
Okay, Michael Jordan. They're on both sides. Michael Jordan say there are blacks. Republicans spend money too.
Right.
So
okay.
On that level, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we know that we got this battle going on with the Republican and Democratic Party. I just want to see y'all answer because I know y'all going to be all, every one of y'all going through these issues, regardless how minute or how, you know, gargantuan it may be to you in your life. These conversations we're having is real, and I want to be archived that we are saying stuff to make people think because somehow there's still something missing there. You still all work. You still all know you got to pay this bill to stay on this cable program. Y'all know that you got pesos that are not huesos. So I'm trying to figure out how long before we are going to collapse. That's what I'm waiting on. I know it's coming. I can see it clear as day. The collapse of people are coming. You can count on that. Because hear how no one ever, I'll make it simple here because only a fool could err, like they used to tell us back in the day. Only a fool could err from this knowledge. How about this one, y'all? When y'all come back, when this is all my brother, I got to set it for you up in Lakeland. We're going to do this because you've been saying this. I did this one for you. So you can come on in here. I told you we're going to take it to a new level. This is what should have been taught to us, but it was not. It's simple. Take this and carry it on because this is what it's all about, the three hits in the head.
And then they're going to try and put me, guys like me in jail. Happens every time.
So anyway, is why I don't save money is because in 1971, the dollar became debt and taxes. This is real financial education, what they don't teach you at school. So there's three kinds of people in the world when it comes to money. There's an investor, a trader, and a speculator. I am an investor. I wasn't a trader. A trader is somebody who's going to buy it and sell it. Like in real estate, there's kind of a flipper. They buy a house to flip it. That's what traders do. And a speculator is a gambler. And I would say most people who are chasing Dogecoins and all this other stuff and Bitcoin, and they're speculators. They're all kind of gamblers hoping it'll go up. That's not what I do. I am an investor, you see, and the guys who are losing money right now is because you're not a trader, you're a speculator. And one is because in 1944, there was a thing called the Bretton Woods Agreement. So in 1944 at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, the U.S. government promised we will back the U.S. dollar with gold. But as you know, the U.S. buys a lot. So everybody in the world says, okay, we'll accept the dollar because it's as good as gold. Because why would you save money? Because after 1971, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not a bank, it's not federal, there's no money in it, and the U.S. Treasury can print money. The savers are losers. And the school teachers are still telling people to save money. The Fed wants to take this out. The European Central Bank, the ECB, wants to take it out. The Bank of Japan wants to take it out. The Bank of China wants to take it out. You see, the only way the money can go into the marketplace right now is the Fed prints money. They give the money to commercial banks like U.S. Bank and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, and they lend the money out. But if the Fed coin comes out, they don't need these banks. And the only way somebody could get money, they got a credit card, real estate, or a student loan, right? Because once they take these two away, then they go to Marxism or communism, UBI, universal basic income. And that's what they're doing, the stimulus checks. They're giving money straight to you. They don't need these guys anymore. They control your thoughts. They control your breathing. They control your injections. They control your money. They control how you get your money, how much you make, where you're spending it, where can you travel. They'll know everything about you. It's called totalitarianism. You see, in 1960 and 1980, my generation, the boomers, didn't like stocks because at my time, of when I was a kid, everybody said anybody invests in the stock market is a gambler. Now, everybody's in the stock market. So how did that happen? Well, in 1974, they brought this thing called a 401k out. I won't touch that thing. I would not touch a 401k or an IRA. I refuse to do that, but I don't have to do that because as an entrepreneur, I create my own assets. More than that is what you have to invest in. They had to do it because my generation wasn't investing in it. So that's why between 1960 and 1980, they didn't like stocks. So the 401k came out. Then what happened is in 1987, the stock market crashed. So Greenspan comes out. He's a Federal Reserve guy. Remember, the Federal Reserve is not America.
it's not a government agency. So he came out, and what Greenspan put was what I call a PPT. It's the Plunge Protection Team, or also called the Greenspan put, or also what people say, don't fight the Fed. Basically, what Greenspan did is every time the stocks crashed, the Plunge Protection Team would protect you. So my generation, the boomers, are going, well, I don't have to worry because every time the market crashes, the Federal Reserve Bank and the Treasury will bail me out. So that's today we have our U.S. corporations are zombie. 20% of U.S. corporations are zombie corporations. It means they're broke, but they're being propped up by the Federal Reserve Bank and the government. That's communism. So anyway, stocks get protected. Gold is a good investment because the Fed, all the central banks in the world now own gold. So they're not going to let gold crash. They'll do something to make sure the price of gold stays up. So I don't like stocks, but I like gold. Silver is getting more valuable because all the gold never disappears. It just keeps piling up. So here's stocks. The government will make sure it doesn't crash. Gold will not crash, but crypto could. You know why? Because the Fed doesn't want it. So guys, you got to be smarter because what possibly, it hasn't happened yet, is a Fed coin or a yuan coin, a Chinese coin, and that'll destroy.
I did that program. How long ago everybody Fed coin? They did not believe me. They thought it was a joke. Oh, Fed coin validation. Fed coin, they're about to announce Fed coin. They have no choice. That's why they brought up Marxism. That's why they've been bringing up these slogans about, and he was in red. They are preparing for what you do not think will happen. That's what you better think.
Yeah, it's called the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Talk to him for a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, look at his phone.
Hold on. He was talking. Let him finish, and you come on. I asked him to come on next. Thank you. So hold tight. You next. Go ahead, brother. Finish. Later.
Yeah, sir. The Central Bank Digital Currency. Peace and love to the family. Family. That's what, if they don't keep hiking those rates on the Federal Reserve, that was a beautiful article for our fan and all of them. Our markets have been in turmoil ever since the Bear Stearns collapse. And we're in a real estate bubble right now. And it's pretty much a seller's market right now. But if you let these prices, because it is going to come down, it's going to collapse. And I don't know if everybody remember that Countrywide and Bank of America merger back in, I think it was 2012, somewhere around.
They started losing them houses. They started losing them houses. Go ahead.
Yep. So what that did, that caused a dent in America's economy. So the dollar bill is what's happening is they call it parity. Parity mean when gold prices and silver prices correct themselves. They call them market corrections. But the dollar bill is right now is a petrol dollar. And so now that they're losing all their grasp over the petrol chemicals and the petrol giants of the world like Saudi Arabia, now what's happening is they can't leverage that petrol dollar anymore. So what's happening is the equalization of the currencies. Basically, they call it one world currency, or some people call it the parity, where the currencies are pairing now. So say, for instance, if they have denominations of 10,000 in Vietnam, and most of these countries, you're going to notice the ones that the U.S. started wars with. Those are the companies that are – those. I'm going to say countries that are going to really be able to benefit. So everybody that the U.S. has went to war with, go and buy those currencies, family, because eventually those currencies are going to dominate the U.S. currency, and that's what's going on. Called the U.S. dollar index.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Brother West. You next, and I'm gonna take a break, and we're about to get it on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me simplify this, man. Let me simplify this decision, y'all see. You take that money side, them two waves on a damn pole, led sideways. What you got? Okay, you got a frequency going on the pole. So that's all what money currency is. Once you learn how, and I'm learning to create your energy and move your energy to flow around the pole, whether it's north or south pole. With that up and down frequency, you got your shit coming to you, man. I simplified, bro. And one more thing.
That makes sense to me.
Yes, sir. And one more thing you said about that drag gun. Y'all see that sheet they got on that box over there in London, the, with that yellow red sheet? Look
yeah.
at that. I see dragons all over that shit, man.
Yeah, all over. All over. Yeah, right. Now, y'all been sending this stuff to us. That's why I love y'all so much. Now, this stuff y'all sending, y'all see the percussion, the push of the thing, how she got to go through this cycle of the moon. Now, y'all sent me something about the moon and all that about being feminine. Yeah, these planets are duality, but we told you it's hermaphrodite. They are dual orders. They are together. They have a, whatever was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Now, I want everybody to know, y'all somehow at one, whatever happens, if it turn off, y'all better just keep it going like y'all want. But have respect, because everybody knows there's a connection. But Brother Campbell, I want to thank you so much, man, for coming on, man, because we're going to make this happen. I'll look for all of us. I'm getting the book kind of. We're going to do a book club. You almost, Brother Randy is also exposed. Now, we got a lot of boule hunters. I'm going to say this. Brother Randy, thank you for your book. I got it. I'm going to bring you back on. We're going to discuss it even more further, because I do see the midterms. I'm going to say this to all y'all. The midterm is like middle evil and shit. You know, like, here's your chance to see, regardless of what, they're only giving you two sides. The independent people going to make this thing happen. Now, we're going to see again if an election, if Mr. Pillow got beat up for nothing over the cell phone, only knows, just know, is that either a ploy to show you that we can get Mr. Pillow, we can get you too? I don't know. We're going to play it off as we don't really know right now. So, but I'm going to just say this. Those you keep listening, pay attention to your area. They got people doing the craziest things, shooting, doing dumb stuff. It's on purpose because the October surprise. We going into the Halloween now. I mean, you just got to pay attention right now what's going on. And if you don't, all I can tell you is you don't want to be in the wrong place at the right time. Just be careful of your surroundings. Watch people. I don't know what they're doing, but they said zombie. The man said,
how did the FBI catch Lindell? They caught him in the driveway getting some damn food. How does that happen?
How's that
they
happen?
They watched him in the damn drive-thru and took his phone.
TMZ. Look at TMZ is there. Y'all told me that when I said that makes sense. TMZ there before everybody. Before the death of the people. They had to know it. Wait, though. Is he dead? Okay. I mean, this is what's going on. But you created your own surveillance, everybody. I'm telling y'all. Y'all participate in buying iPhones. Some of y'all own family members brought your own grandkids and kids' iPhones. They watching you. You talking about the government watching you. Well, we about to have some fun here. The government got, you got people in your household watching you all day long. Your old girlfriends and husbands put tracking systems on you. That's how, just think of how you live, that's how the government lives. That's a fact. If you always under surveillance and you on your phone every day telling people where you at, aren't you helping Skynet? I mean, think about it.
It's a mute point, bro, because a lot of them people just not going to listen. We might
okay.
know, but them other people, it's fucking at this point. That's how I feel.
We get one here, then he may perceive. I can only give it out
right.
The transmission. The transmission is y'all talking like this because they don't hear it all the time. They can't talk like this. Freedom of speech is about to be taken out either way, y'all. If a woman, think about this, y'all. A woman who is in a fraternity down here in Florida can tell you she can't give you a definition of a man, and y'all was okay with that shit? That let me know the psychological issues of mass population of people. So we are under PSYOP. That means electronic interference of your brain. They're interfering with our brains every day. So, like I say, Wes, all y'all should be triple vindicated on and today program today, showing that it's even attacking transplanted organs. It's going against your own organs. I didn't say that. They coming up with the technology now saying it was never tested, everybody. I don't care if who listened for the first time. Those of you give you the strength to realize you was right. If you already doing this, you got confirmation for your soul. That's how I make you have energy. So y'all know.
Hey, Dry Bone, did you see the article in Canada where the Canada protesters, the banks are shutting down their bank accounts?
Right.
Because they weren't wearing masks and all of that during those protests, and they were being unruly. So if the government, if the prosecution comes at you and say, oh, well, you were doing unruly protesting, they're now in the banking system of Canada. We know that's where the Queen controls that area.
That's
you cannot get your bank. You can't get your money out your bank. They lock you up with jaywalking tickets. They go into your account for jaywalking tickets and everything.
I'm glad y'all say this. Thank you, man. Hold on. I'm glad you're saying this because before I lose my train of thought because you hit so hard out of head, I got to remember with some of y'all. That's so deep because think about it, y'all. If they want their debt back now, they in place. Britain might call in the debt for their survival. They already told you they let China buy farmland just recently. You can't get no land. HBCs can't even think of a way to get reparations. I love y'all, but y'all brilliant, but can't think of a way to get us reparations. Now, y'all know y'all got to be a part of this shit. So the facts will show today, again, that as long as you listen to the Helios, we will refine you like brass, silver, and gold in the furnace of the sun.
Reparations is going to be that universal income.
That's my boy. Hey, thank you, man. Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm getting real, y'all. Think about this now. Reality is going to set into everybody real quickly. If they do too quick. It wasn't supposed to play at that time. It went on its own. Oh, y'all jumped off. Oh, well, you won't be able to get back in because it's after 1 o'clock. It's all she knows. You got the 1 o'clock to hit 515-605-9343 for the talk with Facts Matters before it goes out. You must do it now. I had to turn the music off just so I could tell y'all that because we want y'all to stay with us if y'all want to stay with us. It's the NFL today. I know y'all are watching. If we're going to do what we do, y'all have a understand that. Look, the money game is in football because football is gambling. And that's why that be. But that's going to show you that video is so deep. It says, we are gamblers, everybody. You heard me say that to you. I said, because our generation, the stock market, now the stock market was told it was dead. They put it in 401ks. Many of us on this line or whatever you do, we got to realize, do you gamble your 401k away with these fools or you better grab that shit right now? This is going to be the big, I tell you, everybody going to have a dilemma. Everybody going to have a dilemma. Until we talk again,
yes, sir.
I'll be right back. We're going to be right back. Right back. Stay with us. Right back.
Feeling don't make me feel you. If it's not for real.
very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. You'll, people be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
This is the Talk of Facts Matters. We are on to the late edition. We're going after 1 o'clock. They're going to be with us. Thank y'all for listening. Those who was able to hang on, you only got 2 minutes. I don't know how to get you on, so once it happens, the whole board goes out. It is on and popping. All we ask for y'all to do is end the queue, have respect for each other's thoughts, connect on it, and make sure we get this conversation going. How many of y'all? Let me see if I can get y'all there. I might put some more.
Yes, sir. Hey, you hear me?
Y'all sure y'all want more? Because I'll watch y'all ask them about
more.
More. Right.
Utopia, yeah. Damn it. Give us some more. Give it to us,
more. Hey, y'all want more people? This is all y'all now. Don't say I created this.
Yeah.
About
all right,
you know
we opened,
I got to do some facts with somebody, two people from Old York and New York, when I present the doggone facts, man. But it's one time to be alive, man.
We got it. 10-second rule, man. Give everybody 10 seconds and say whoever next, take the 10-second go. And keep it going. Keep it going. Keep the connection going.
Hello. Let me talk. Can I talk?
Let me tell you something.
I'm getting ready to lay the foundation for what the medical community should look like and what it should be. And what is not going to continue to be is it's not going to be controlled by recessive genetic chemicals of biological white humans. Of white men and white women, because I'm getting ready to go to court this week on September the 20th, 2022 at 8:30, and I have a restraining order against a diabolical member of the Nation of Islam, and he is one that meets directly with Farrakhan, and I'm taking him down, and I'm having him arrested under the exclusionary rules, because he had no probable causes to search warrant my biological chemistry and place me in any neurological research of no recessive men and no recessive women, of white men and white women. And so this individual is from Southern California, and his name is Christopher Phillips, and I am glad, I am proud to say that I am a Nubian queen, and I'm going to take my rightful place, and Skylar Gray can go to hell from their music industry, Illuminati madness. I'm not letting a white woman take my place, calling herself Skylar Gray, no Dr. Dre, and know that this targeted individual madness was for the recessive research of the CIA, and they got me tangled up in a mock marriage. And they use that as a federal crime, and I'm reporting all of that and going to place it on Christopher Phillips from moving from Southern California to Northern California in a gated community in Vallejo, California, and anybody knows that is where from E-40 is from Vallejo, and they're not going to play the Solano County Sheriff of Protection because I'm coming after them like a bounty hunter. Ain't nobody going to keep my Nubian queen birthright or my Nubian nobility, calling it a research womb, research fraud of the white woman. And the womb must save humanity when it's recessive, and it cannot save humanity. And I'm jacking every laboratory lab rat scientist and working for the CIA trying to steal my mind, calling me a targeted individual instead of telling me about my Nubian nobility. They going to use armed forces of the United States, armed forces of Army intelligence, and place me in a research that you need to look up this famous case called To Toy With My Mind. To toy with my mind and to call me crazy is not intolerable for me to accept, and I think it's unacceptable to call me mentally unstable, psychologically unstable, anything but call me and announce me as the Nubian Queen, Amarenus, Burgundy Chiffon, a.k.a. Amy Lee Anderson. I'm coming out and going to expose every CIA and FBI agent work with the Nation of Islam. And thank you for allowing me to share. And I'm very long-winded to process and accuse them for the rightful accusers of the Nation of Islam and tell who they are, including Ishmael Muhammad, who shouldn't have took that cybernetic research book that I gave him of Robert M. Duncan if he wasn't going to help me, because don't do no ritual on me and don't abuse me and don't bring me to the Nation of Islam and measure my skull and call me crazy when you know that you use that to measure my skull to locate me for Skylar Gray, and Skylar Gray going to legally leave this earth. Amen. That's all I have to tell you all. Thank you for allowing me to share Nubian Queen, the real deal, birthright of the dynasties of Kushites. Thank you.
Dry bones. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear? I can hear you.
Okay.
It
would really be nice. Okay. It would really be nice. Yeah, we can hear you. It would really be nice if Dry Bones or Antoinette or somebody would give her at least an hour, because the way she drops information, if you're not really, really paying attention and if you don't have all the shit that's happened to our people for the last 75 years, you could miss what she's saying and you might even think that she's crazy. But the reality is, going back to Henrietta Lacks, no, I'm just emphasizing on the fact that she has so much information and she's been through so much stuff. Her emotions, sometimes the distortion in the phone, it's hard to get clarity on some of the things that she's saying. But if we eliminate judgment and just listen, it emphasizes on the reality of what happened. Prime example, one of the strongest women that used to be in America was so-called the Amazonian women, and that was in California, Los Angeles. That's why they call it that once they got control of it. The Amazon rainforest. Now they got this picture about the, was the female queen? What's the name of that picture? Instead of it still being Wakanda or Black Panther, now they're taking all of that out and just emphasizing on the queen of Wakanda. You see? So now all the magic, with all the magic that women weave, even in food and medicine and, you know, maintaining the family, now she don't have any of that magic that they have in that place, protecting the earth and the universe. It's just so many things, but I know I went, you know, went down the block. But my point is, that sister right there, she's really been through some things. It's evident, and you can look at Henrietta Lacks and so many things that happened to our sisters, separation of the father and the mother, you know, and manipulating the mother to separate the family, all of these things. I really feel that we should give her like an hour or something like that just so she could relax. Get a glass of water with some lemons in, whatever the case may be, and just drop the science on things. Maybe even get some Q&A at the end. But overall, I think an hour would get her relaxed, and so she could get clarity on, you know, what she's really speaking to, especially considering that she's going to court, you know. And you know there's always an agent in our organization. So, you know, just that's all I really want.
She got patents, man. She got patents, man. I know Amy, me and her work together. Right. She got patents, and it's coming, man. It's coming. All right, so just be cool. I'm waiting on Antoinette to do this thing. I done talked to Antoinette about it, so it's on her, man. Okay? Damn the damn wines and all that shit, man. We got information. Amy got information. All right? So I know, Amy, we got patents to all this bullshit. It will blow y'all mind, man.
Okay. Thank you, General.
It will blow my mind because, you know, I see a lot of shit out here, man, that people really just ain't really paying attention to. Like I said, we've been bamboozled through everything. Everything is a ritual down to your board games, your video games, your when you watch TV, when you wipe your ass. Listen, they are really manipulating the mind and have the soul chained to the dollar bill, and now it's about to be crypto. So and we still connecting our souls with the vote. We forgot who we were. If this is our plane, our ship, our planet, then we have to start connecting to it. If the cosmos is sending us the energy, the right frequencies, then we have to start listening. Because otherwise, we're going to continue to play their games and make them happy and them enjoy themselves, while we still are still caught in the crossfires trying to figure out how we're going to get out of it. Because the only way we're going to get out of it is if we stop and remember that we are the creators and we can reset the reset. Yes, they got CERN. I get it. They got all the weapons that they can imagine, from walking drones that look just like you and me. So I get it. That's what we are afraid of. But we shouldn't be, because we're creators. Like the brother can make water out of what? Air. Hydrogen. We can do any fucking thing. But we're not taking it to ourselves. We're so busy caught up still in their currency. We can create currency because we are the creators. But we forgot who we are. We forgot we're celestial beings. We forgot our realm. They ain't forgot.
I just showed y'all how that symbolism, that schedule of currency work, man. You turn it sideways and you got the waves and the frequency of your brain waves around the polar complex of your mind. Okay, once you know how to do that, then you good. So I'm still learning, man. So I can't say absolute. Not, some of us ain't forgot. Like Kwame, go ahead.
Yeah, and I thank the sister, and I thank you too, Brother Eddie. And the part that I'm seeing is that she's correct, because Mother Earth and the black woman are synonymous to each other. The human being that lives upon this planet came out of the womb, and they all began out of the womb of a black woman. And we have to begin to understand, to recognize her and her power. That's what that sister is speaking. Yes, and Brother Eddie is correct in saying that we need to give her that time, because she has the power that's been downloaded into her to reawaken her Nubianness and to be able to convey it in a way that we can receive the message that's coming through her. We have to begin to take focus and stop, you know, going for the illusion and the okey-doke, because these are the times of saving ourselves. And what she's speaking about is how do we – she's saying what it's going to take to free us. And we have to listen to Mother Earth and the black woman. And so these are the charges that we have to do as men, being the providers, the protectors, and the professors with them, stand in balance with our women, because this is the only way that we're going to be able to exist through another millennium if we can come together with her to do what it is that's been given to her, because she is the life bringer.
And the earth is the life giver of resources for what we call economics. Economics begins with the earth. It begins with the first E is earth in economics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just that simple.
And what,
you know, a lot of people look for complications.
What's the beginning of earth? Ear. Ear is the beginning. We have an ear.
Right.
So we got to start listening to our frequency.
Right, but
and
you
gotta,
also have the word. And you also,
and
you, you're correct.
Around us. I agree.
What you're saying is correct, because you see the word ear is the first word, but you also see the heart, and you also see the heart that hears with that one ear. And we've seen the tears that fall from our women's eyes. So what we're looking at is how do we help that heart to hear the art of living. She is the art of living. We talk about the art of war. What's the art of living? We've read the art of war. What do we know about the art of living? Who gives life? The woman. The Mother Earth. All of that's in one word.
Just got to go back to the basics, because a lot of people look for complications in things to strive to find out why things are the way they are. But just like what most of us have been saying, regardless of our religious, spiritual, political beliefs, we are still the same people, and we just need to align all of these individuals that's purchasing our ancestral land and putting paperwork on something, when even paperwork comes from the trees off of our land. So even those documents that they're putting their contracts on belongs to us. So as long as we don't give them permission, they don't have a leg to stand on, because they're standing
right
on our earth.
And indigenous ancestors say that the forest is the first community, because you look at the